I don't think that you ever said the fucking official opener of like this is real talk from real members of the Lego community or
I
something.
do that at
Oh,
post.
that's a boast.
Yeah, I
I didn't get
edited
to
it
hear
in.
it. Can you do it for me, like Watch
Yeah.
Mojo style?
I got you. Welcome back to Bricks and Banner, the show with real talk from the custom Lego community.
Gay. Just gotta use that one for the intro.
Hello and welcome back to Bricks and Banner, the show with real talk from the custom Lego community. I'm your host as always, Billy, and as you can tell already, lots of shenanigans have taken place. This episode was an absolute blast to record, but before we get into that, I want to remind you that on our Instagram page, that's bricks_and_banter, I upload a wrap-up post with every episode that has some images related to the discussion we had. So if you're feeling lost or want a reference picture to something we're talking about, it's likely on there. While you're there, be sure to repost that onto your story and get the word out about the podcast, or share it with a friend. I bet if you're enjoying the show, you know others who would like it as well. So, with all that out of the way, this episode features two of my great friends, returning guest Danny, aka Pro Snarfboarder, and our mutual friend Seth. He goes by many names, as we'll get into here in a bit, but for now, it's best we just call him that. A disclaimer, actually, this podcast contains a lot of banter, and by that I mean there is frequent harsh language used. So, with that do with that information what you will. We really leaned into just guys being dudes this episode, and it was a great time. So, with no further ado, I hope you enjoy. And we're here with returning guest Pro Snarfboarder, aka Danny, and our good friend Seth. Simply just Seth. Introduce yourselves so people can recognize your voice.
I'm Danny, also going by Pro. I don't like that. I feel silly. I don't introduce myself. I'm gonna start over. I'm Danny, also Pro Snarfboarder on Instagram, Sneaky Pete on Flickr years ago.
How about you, Sir Cockknuckle Bricks?
Hey, yo, yo. my name's Seth. I'm a pretty cool guy, I like to think.
I didn't realize the yo-yo was the introduction at first.
Yeah, I literally, Seth just, it's like Seth just came in on a feature. Yo-yo-yo.
Seth hopped on the track for the first time.
Sir Cockknuckle on the mic.
All right, well, we're here. We'll first start with you, Seth, go into a bit of your backstory since Danny's already been on the pod previously. Way back when. I think you were like episode 6, right? Yeah.
It was like a year ago.
Oh, I was a real fan. Late. Real fan.
Wow. Real fan for sure. So if you got the timestamps down.
Well, you see.
I think it was an hour 34.
I have to check
but,
that
out. Who even knew that the podcast would still be going on when we recorded that one?
Nah, dude, I had high hopes for it. I feel like it's one of the better. It was an hour and 11
Damn.
Minutes, just to confirm.
I lie quite a bit.
Fact checkers needed. On
it's just a strong personality trait. I lie.
Yeah, first thing you need to know about me is I'm a compulsive liar. That was the truth. Do not be fooled. If I say it's a fib, then you know that's the realest shit I'm about to say. No, dude, I actually think the podcast is great. I know there's been a handful of other like Lego podcasts, but this is like community stuff, and it's people that typically shouldn't be on a podcast. I don't know if that sounds wrong, but like, I shouldn't be on a podcast. Like, I'm just a dude. But
yeah, this
like,
is a
know.
Lego podcast.
No, it's actually about bricklaying. Like, we're about to get into like what
so,
kind of trowel.
What's your favorite
you use,
mortar? Oh
what's
my!
Your favorite mortar.
So when you're laying them, do you do a lace pattern or a stack on top? What's your method?
I like to do the, I do it, yeah, dude, lattice for sure, but I like to lay the mortar and then I do the little, like, slap slap to get the little scalloped edge. I don't know what it does, but that's what my apprentice taught me, and
You're a friend of Tatcha.
No, I was like, what's the opposite of the apprentice?
Just the guy.
Master.
The mentor.
That's just fucking Hector. The bricklaying master. Realest dude I know. I got my job on accident. Yeah, I saw this. I thought it was like a related, but 8 years later, I'm still out here building houses and shit. Hope you didn't buy
one.
Wait,
this job isn't a Lego job? Oh, shit.
Yeah, I show up with my Stanley case, all my mod tools to the job site. They look at me like,
so you're telling me you don't need an X-Acto and super glue to lay these bricks, or?
What do you mean it's not an interlocking tube system? I'm out.
This is so inefficient. You could. What if I want to rebuild this?
Y'all are wasting money on mortar.
So can I make this modcom compatible?
Y'all heard of ABS?
You heard of ABS?
Yeah, y'all want your kitchen to be modular? Okay, I'll put a bunch of 1/16 inch holes in your cupboard.
So this cabinet system is fully customizable.
I just put a little bird farm's egg clock on the fucking microwave. every appliance in the house just has a modcom barrel sticking out of it. And a stock on the back. Bro, I want a modcom stuff that isn't supposed to be modcom. Like, go modcom a pretzel. Like, that'd be funny as fuck. New series, new Instagram, just food with fucking modcom parts on it. Big peanut M&M. Fuck, I might do that later. Peanut M&M somewhere.
Didn't Tanner do that with like a soccer ball?
Yes, he did.
He definitely mod-commed. I think it was basketball. Like a soccer ball. Basketball would be
That was for double dudes contest, and I wanted a modcom my hand, and then I really thought about it, and I was like, drilling into my hand is really fucking wild. That's like a lot, so I just glued it on. But
I think drilling in would have gotten you the dub.
It might have. It might have.
Self mutilation for the contest.
I was ready to do it until I really. Looked into the and really thought about it. I was like, that's a lot of holes.
Your thumb's just fucking pale in the face.
There's just blood on the table behind you in the
fucking
background.
So, Mr. Cockknuckle, Mr. Scrotum, Mr. Homosexual Self-Defense.
Seth works.
I think we just have to first clear the air about your many names that you've gone by in the past. You're a bit of an elusive figure simply for the fact that you never have a name locked down. So tell me about that.
Yeah. Well, it's just like, I can't be locked down. Anywho, I think my first name was, I made a Lego Instagram in roughly a year before I joined Flickr. So like, early 2015, okay. I want to say. And yeah, so that was there's no rhyme or reason, or definitely no rhyme to this name. It was Schmeth Schmanic, so it was like my name, but
if it was like in reverse or a lisp.
No, that's not in reverse. That's like, no, not even a lisp. It's just, you know, if you had
it's like being dismissive or something, like
derogatory terms to a minimum here, but you know, if something wasn't quite right with you and you tried to say my name, and kept that one for a while until some people from my church actually requested to follow me, and then I, you know, had to change the name from that and get rid of the Lego stuff, and then I made a Flickr, and for a long time that was just my name, Seth, and my last name, and. I think it was that for maybe 3 or 4 years until I got into some trouble in high school when police found my Flickr account.
What?
This one
changed that to just SH, so just initials, and then
okay, you can't gloss over that. I think so.
Basically what had happened was there was some cyberbullying in one of my classes, and some of the kids took it a little too far and were like actually making kind of mean jokes. I'd sent concept art of the Division into it, and it was just guys in hazmat suits with guns, and it was like a joke that you know, we're going to need to start looking like this because this girl's going to get stinkier. That was the whole joke, by the way, was that this girl was stinky. And at some other schools close to my high school, there were threats of school shootings like a week or two beforehand. So that was still kind of, you know, a raw subject. And anywho, this girl found out one day and she was crying in the hallway and teacher's favorite. And so a girl showed screenshots of that to the teacher and he took a picture and showed that to the VP. And when I say he took a picture, I mean, he took a picture of the screenshots on the girl's phone. VP took a picture of a picture of the screenshots, showed that to the other VP who's actually in charge of, like, punishing kids. You know, he's sort of into that thing. And so he took a picture of the picture of the picture of the screenshots. So it looked pretty shitty there. And you could still tell it was, like, a drawing. But, you know, they're just being careful or whatever, kind of retarded. And so they thought that it was a picture that someone had sent into the group chat of them and a buddy with guns, which is pretty ridiculous. And basically, they came into school on the Monday and knew that, you know, it was going to be in some trouble. So over the weekend, I'd rarely ever gone into trouble in school before, so I was kind of pissing my pants about it and deleted, like, everything off my phone because I thought there'd be, you know, I don't know what my thought process was there. But I deleted all my social media, my search history, all my pictures, which stings now, especially from trips to, like, Seattle and New Orleans and whatnot, and deleted all that stuff. Yeah, so my phone was, like, basically factory new, and you could barely find me on the internet except for my Flickr profile, because I thought, who gives a fuck about Lego? And so I got called down to the vice principal's office and, you know, super upfront about everything. And sorry I'm wasting your time and, you know, pain in your ass. And he was not cool about it. He was huge bitch, kind of reminds me of this guy that runs this Lego company called TMC. And anywho, he fucking tried reverse image searching and, like, going through my search history and stuff and just could not find the picture. So he just took it as, yeah, this is a picture you took of yourself and a buddy with guns. And so, you know, had my stuff searched. They phoned my grandpa, who had just recently gone out open heart surgery, to, you know, search my room at home, see I had no guns. And and then I had to speak with a cop, and he was grumpy because there is a fist fight at the fucking gas station by my high school between a student and a, like, 60 something year old man.
Bum fight.
And yeah, it was pretty sick. And he had found my Flickr account, and he'd seen that I had made, in particular, he showed me two posts. One was, it was just two mods, two guys with these, like, modded, I think, AR-15s, and the other was a Call of Duty Zombies, like, kind of inspired, I don't know, Nazi science torture room or whatever. Anywho, it was Lego, but he thought that was pretty serious, and said that, you know, if this happens again, we'll be dealing with this at a court level and not just in your school. And I got suspended for a week, and that's it. And then I deleted, like, or I didn't delete. It's all there still. But I privated all my Flickr stuff and changed my name on there to just my initials. And then made a Lego Instagram account, I think shortly before that, actually. And the first name there was Glock Block. And then changed that, I don't know, at some point to, I think I had a second name.
You did Saudi Sadist for a while.
Third one.
You had, like, a picture of Conan the Barbarian or something. That was kind of dope.
Oh, weird. And yeah, and then the third one was probably your guys' favorites, is Homosexual Self-Defense, which that one, I DM'd Will Chapman. The Rick Arms guy, I don't know if y'all know about
huge fan of the pod. He's actually probably listening now, so you could plea your case about getting unblocked.
Yeah, so I DM'd him asking a question, which is, you know, questions still up in the air. I fucking
I still want an answer.
Do your thing, dude. I was asking him if he'd ever make a Sig Sauer MCX.
Yeah.
A pretty sexy looking rifle, and you know, I'd fuck with it, and. Didn't get, you know, I checked a couple days later to see if he'd responded. Nope, I just got
just
blocked.
Name alone.
And
he just saw it in the request. Well, he didn't even open it. Just instantly right click blocked.
Perma-blocked.
Perma-banned.
And now it's just cock knuckles, because cock knuckles is pretty classy.
Very classy. It really deserves the sir before it, you know what I mean?
I always think it's funny when I don't realize Seth has
is this sir?
Changed his name, and then I'll see like,
and then
somebody
and
posts it, or he likes my photo. I'm like, who the fuck is this? And I click it, and I just see that like a actual name is Scrotum, because that was his name in Warzone for a long time. So I was like, oh yes,
yeah. Now yeah, it's
Scrotum
Epstein.
Was a
you know,
telltale sign of that's my boy. So, but yeah, Seth changes his name and picture a lot, and I think that's funny.
I'm pretty proud of my my Instagram account. Got the born to shit, I'm retarded profile picture. Name is Scrotum. The pronouns of the account, not for me, are neener. And then I've got that's not that funny. I got what would Ryan Gosling do
for my real
little bio thing there. Yeah.
I live by that.
I don't know. Neener's pretty funny. I don't think I ever thought, like, I would read it and I go, yeah, that's kind of funny. But hearing it out loud is even better.
See, I read it just earlier and I was like, oh, yeah, it's a little funny troll thing, but I'd never try to actually, like, verbalize it.
Yeah, stuff in your brain is not nearly as funny as out your mouth. Because Neener actually just got me pretty good.
Yeah, well, tell us about Pro Snarfboarder.
I mean, I did the first time, but for the sake
man,
of...
really
the,
not a fake fan.
Fake
I thought
fan.
You were...
Suck my cock!
I
thought you were time-stamping this, damn.
Yeah, for the folks who didn't watch
the first one,
I'll do it. It makes sense for the new listeners. Pro Snarfboarder is a riff on a video game Donkey video where he was talking about Sean White's extreme snarfboarding. But Extreme Snarfboarder is too long for an Instagram handle. So I went the more professional route and I took Pro Snarfboarder. I have an affinity with surfing and like surf rock. So it kind of made sense. But like Seth said, you know, snarf. Or not, he just said it. But making words weird is just like kind of goofy. Because Pro Surfboarder, stupid. Snarfboarder, kind of fun.
What you snarfing, you know?
Yeah, and so...
This is all coming back to me now. I feel a little
yeah,
silly.
It's okay. It's not like we've known each other for, like, 7 years. But, yeah, Snarfboarder, I would like to rebrand as just Sneaky, because my old name was Sneaky Pete, but there's somebody on Instagram whose name is just SNKY. They have no posts, they have, like, no followers, it's just a dead account.
It's so annoying.
I wish I could take the name, because it'd be so cool. I love that name. And it's like, I think it looks neat. It's on my name on like literally every other platform now. But Instagram, I'm kind of stuck with Pro Snarfboarder. And I feel like at this point,
have you tried just like Sneaky,
it,
the SNKY, and then add like an underscore at the end?
It doesn't look that clean.
That looks
yeah,
stupid.
I mean, my name in like Tarkov is like underscores through it. Bro, my Epic Games name is just Sneaky, just straight up.
Oh, yeah.
Which is pretty dope. I've had people like add me as friends and challenge me to like 1v1 build battles. And I go, no.
Oh, jeez.
Why? What was my name
first?
They
thought you were a pro gamer.
Clearly, it's not if I had the handle before you, but neither here nor there.
They were challenging you to a battle just to get the name?
Dude, yeah. I'd have like a 12-year-old be like, I need your username. It's my name, it's really clean. And I need it because that's my Twitch channel name. And I go find his Twitch channel and it's not Sneaky. I'm like, okay. But he's like, yeah, best 2 out of 3 build battle me. If I win, you change your name. I said, okay. I played with him and this fucking kid absolutely smoked me. And I'm not a man of my word because I just blocked him right after. But I did build battle him. I just,
Real.
Yeah, best way to build battle is just ground game. they just start building up. You just wait and you break the tower and they fall damage and they get real mad. They go, you didn't build battle right. I go, you died, right? Like, you are dead. That was the goal. But yeah, Pro Snarfboarder has just been my name on Instagram for a while. Mild callback, Seth, when you said you had to like take the Lego stuff down because people from your church found it. No commentary on people who hide their Lego stuff, but I never did. Lego has been like a huge part of my, not personality, I guess it is my personality, but it's like, that's not like a, I like this thing, that's my life. But I've always liked Lego, and it's always been known to people, like even if it was kind of like goofy, like middle school's rough for anybody, I feel. But yeah. I was out here bringing the whole Brick Arms case and stuff to school, and like modding and painting and doing shit like in my off periods and like at lunch. And if anybody said it was like gay or stupid or like that's lame, I just go, okay. I'd be out here with Modern Warfare 3 minifigures in my pocket, like on my desk while I'm taking a math test. Like I had no qualms with being
that's
a Lego
fire.
Dude.
That's fire.
Yeah. I was like out here making custom clones and shit for kids at school. I was doing Lego trades like it was a drug deal with kids, like underclassmen be like, yeah, I just got the Qui-Gon Jinn face. I go, okay, I'm going to need that face to make Captain Price. What do you want for it? I want you to paint me 3 Sharpied clones and I'll give you my Qui-Gon Jinn figure from this $100 set. And I'm like, deal.
Easy.
Yeah, easy. My mom was out here buying me battle packs by the fucking truckload to paint clones. Yeah. But yeah,
underground clone trade.
Lego's been like not something I've been ashamed of. And I feel like it's very common for like young men, I guess women as well. There's a handful of ladies in the community.
One of my first friends in the Lego community was a girl. I think it was like Black Ops Customs or something on Instagram.
She was on Flickr, cool. I think, too. She's pretty raw, if I'm not mistaken. Dude, who's that one girl? She does like the super detailed like Fargo figures and like movie figures. Her name's, like, Jasmine. Shoot. Her username escapes me. She's super good. Absolutely.
Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue. Shoot.
But, yeah, she makes just super detailed. She made, like, a super cool Kurt Cobain figure and, like, everybody from Breaking Bad. She does everything. Tossy Figs. Dude, absolute
yeah, she's a
champ.
Legend.
Yeah, for sure. One of the best out there, in my opinion. Not just because
it's totally
a girl.
I totally agree, dude.
Not out here simping. But yeah, I did. I remember seeing anybody who does like the full painted figure. I think that's pretty crazy.
Hugest respect.
Yeah, because I could never do that. Like, I'd have to put a whole like month into doing it and it would look like shit. But yeah, that stuff's really cool. And there's a handful of people. Like, it's a whole little clique of people who do like movie figures mm-hmm. like that. And they're all like equal quality. Like, if you didn't have a username tied to it, I would just see really clean figures with really clean photos, and I wouldn't
and
be able to
tell.
And
think they're all
the same? Yeah, I think it's all the same person. They're just running the same account.
Danny, you motherfucker, you're fucking, like, both of you fuckers, but Danny hasn't done it in a long time, is painting. You guys are both really good at it, but Danny, your old stuff,
does have to paint more.
Enough about, like, your old flora that you sent me, like, 5 years ago that I still have is fucking, like, A1. That stuff is held up impeccably, and it just looks so
real
different.
Talk.
I need
the missing kiff that you made for the CS. Fig.
Is that how you say it? I've always said mincefet. I don't speak Hebrew.
Oh, I don't, dude. I have no idea. I was just trying to recall what those letters were, and I just said what came to me.
The dust to mushroom.
I'm pretty
hat.
Sure it's,
I think it's mincefet.
I think it's.
I think you're closer to it.
It's menstruate.
Okay. Yeah.
That's onto something.
But no, that's a big one. That was one of my favorite paints. Literally on my desk, I'm looking at it.
Yeah. No.
That's an
so
old
clean.
One. I think like 2012 when CS:GO came out. I made that like within a couple weeks of the game being out because I was like, that's such a cool figure. And I learned what Israel was that day. Counter-Strike teaching me fucking geography.
Where were you
shit.
When you remembered, when you learned what Israel was?
Yeah, where were you when you discovered other countries exist besides America because of a video game? No, but that's a dope fucking helmet. I'd like to make more. Also, clear coating stuff, and then like a decade later, that stuff is just turned into stone. Like, that's the only way that flora, torso, and helmet have, like, withstood the stand of time. Because it's fucking baked in. Like, my mom just had hella craft supplies, and I used to raid it for, like, Lego modding. So, whatever fucking, you know, paper mounting clear coat that was. That shit is tough. And you could like chew on it and I think it would stay. But yeah, that Battlefield 3 era flicker was crazy. That was some good Lego in. Take me back. Sponge camo?
Oh,
I gotta get some sponges, bro. I would like to do some sponge camo.
I love the sponge camo you posted recently.
I can send you some sponge
bro,
stuff.
Bro, I just gotta go to Michael's or something.
I just cut one out,
I live,
actually.
Like, down the street from a joint. He did, dude. Let me get that Mr. Clean Magic Eraser. No, I live
Seth
down the
modded
street
his
from...
microphone prior to
yeah, we spent,
prior to recording
we
it.
Spent 20 minutes modding the mic, so he had a little pop filter. A
little side quest.
Yeah, but yeah, now it's for the quality of the mic. You're hearing Seth laugh in full effect. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Cue laugh track?
Dude, a laugh track would be great. We need a soundboard.
That actually would be funny. I've thought about getting a soundboard and just have dumb shit on it.
I want a voice changer just for video games. I think that'd be funny as fuck. Have a robot voice on a key.
Would... Dude.
I had Half-Life DJ on Counter-Strike for a while. I don't know if anybody's ever used that before or even knows what that is. But it was a little plugin that you could install on Source Engine games, and you could import MP3s. You had to put it through some fucking god-awful encoder to, like, make it compatible with the plugin. But I probably had, like, 900 sounds on my console. You'd have to type in a number in this dev console, and then you could just press a key, and it would play it through your mic. I would mic spam, like, music and
I want you to know
sound.
I hated you every time I played in any lobby.
Dude, but it was fun. I didn't care if I was, like, annoying. I had a great time playing sounds. Especially when they were, like, short little quick ones. Like, you know, defuse the bomb, you play some dumb shit.
That's fun. That's
but
fun.
It was also a pre-patch on CSGO where they changed the, like, VoIP. So it was back in that old fucking Gmod level voice chat that just crunchy as fuck. So, you know, everything sounded god-awful. You play ear rape in, like, a clutch scenario or something. My brother, he doesn't fuck with a lot of first-person shooters, but he spent a long time just sitting in my room watching me mic spam, and he knows Half-Life DJ all too well, just because that was the most fun we had, was just playing competitive and fucking over people's clutches. But yeah, Half-Life DJ for, like, other games would be so nice. I feel like I could get so many laughs out of that with, like, my friends. Because I don't even play with strangers anymore. If I get on to play a video game, it's only because, like, I have people to play with.
Yeah, no, you with a voice modder would be unstoppable. That would be too fun.
Hell yeah. I don't know what
cool.
to say. Yeah,
sorry.
Like a nice little
sorry,
pause.
Drinking Jaeger.
Nice. Yeah, Seth, I was going to go to the liquor store. Oh, yeah, dude, Billy, we were going to do a game.
Yeah, you mentioned that. I meant to say it before we started to talk about it again, but go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, we were going to do a
Seth,
drinking
are you drinking
game
right
here.
Now?
Oh, I'm 2 beers deep, and I keep having little sips of my
I was
going
to say, yeah, I've had like 3 beers since we started. And
we'll have to do it another time and we'll all be on the drinking game. But Danny, explain it again.
Yeah,
really
so
idea.
Seth and I were playing the other night and he was like, should we do like a drinking game? Or I think he just started with like, I want to get fucking trashed before the podcast. And I go, no. We start out stone cold sober and by the end, we're just fucking hammered. Because
no, I think we were talking about work and just getting trashed like for the drive to work.
I don't drink to get drunk. I drink to go drive. You know, booze cruisers, they're a dying breed. You know, only the best live on.
We're taking it back.
You know, people who drink and drive, they go to Alcohola. But, no, I wanted to do... I think a drinking game would be hilarious on this, but we weren't going to tell you. Like, you were just going to watch the pod slowly devolve as your guests get absolutely hammered. And, Seth and I were saying if we did something based on, like, what you usually say... And
yeah, my trigger words.
TBH, I hadn't listened to the podcast too much outside of, like, my episode, because I love myself.
I hate that you just said TBH.
TBH. Hey, we can start that one over. We can cut that one out. LOL.
No.
LMAO.
LMAO.
WWRDD.
Robert Downey Jr.
It's Ryan Gosling, you dumb fuck.
Dude, you know, letters aren't my strong suit. Yeah. But Yeah, I went back and I listened to a couple podcasts, and you really do, like, when someone's telling a story, you just have a handful of, like, confirmation words that you're still listening.
For sure.
Because you, yes, it's like, just so everyone knows, it's still Billy's podcast, and he's still here while someone's telling the story. It's, oh, really? For sure. No doubt. Like, stuff like that. So, we hadn't really decided on one, because Seth said he's like, he hadn't listened to the pod too much, but...
I didn't say that.
Hey. That. Bro, the only reason I went and researched it because you were like, I didn't watch it too much. Fine, I threw you under the bus with that one. Real shit, I don't even have Spotify. I didn't know what this was. I thought we were just on a Skype call. I thought it was just guys being dudes. But yeah, I think a drinking game would be pretty fucking funny. I think drinking games in general, I've never done one. I saw one online, it was called Beerio Kart, and you just had to finish a race in Mario Kart, but you started with a full beer, and you could only finish the race if your beer was empty. But you had to pull over while you drank, because like a proper drunk driver, you don't drink while you drive. You have to be at a standstill, only at like red lights and stop signs.
Right, yeah, you can't, you know, drive one hand and
you're
in the other. You can't
10
do
and
that.
2 and I wear I wear the soda drink hat with two fucking Busch Lights. Just sit, I'm guzzling. I got that thing down my throat like a feeding tube. It's in my nose.
Hands free, baby.
Hands free. But yeah, drinking.
Is this a Lego podcast?
This is just a boys podcast. I've yet to see a woman on Bricks and Banter. Billy's sexist confirmed.
Yeah, because it's not Bricks and Banter. It's fucking Dicks and Slander.
Word.
Chicks and Chatter.
Okay, I would like to say, I thought it was funny recently, like, just because I was going to be on again. The description on my first podcast episode is funny as fuck. That it's
oh,
like,
geez, what is it?
Well, it says something like, you know, he has a lot of things to say. Princey's, I promise he's a nice guy. I'm like, I'm not that big of an asshole.
Oh, that's funny.
But I was talking a lot of shit.
Yeah, you talked a lot of smack.
So if
one.
Any shit was talked, understand that I stand by it, but I'm sorry if I came across rudely.
Also, I don't even know if this made it into the pod, but screw you, Seth. I was right. It was episode 6. It's not episode 8.
Hey,
really fake
hey,
fan.
I already have my own little disclaimer.
He's
that
a compulsive liar, and he's very confident in it. Yeah,
a confident liar. I like it.
You gotta be. You can't be like, you know, timid with your lies. You gotta whole hog stick to your guns on it, even if it's proved wrong. You just gaslight him.
I was just gonna say, yeah. I just realized I really was hardcore gaslit right there.
Were you gaslight Billy about his own podcast? No, that one dude from fucking Lego Masters actually had the name Bricks and Banter first, so you need to
change
your
name.
That dude, I fucking love internet like flame war crusades, because that was the wildest shit that I was out at like a Chuglug meetup, and it was the night that got posted, and I think
y'all
it was like
ridiculous.
It was like four or five dudes in a living room. Jeremy went to like six different fucking Instagram accounts to copy and paste the same like spam message to this guy. And to be honest, I never met that dude. I think I might have, but I know that he's not a bad person, so he didn't really deserve to have like the entire Brick Arms modding community come for his neck.
Except there was just five drunk dudes.
But it was just
in a room
five
together.
Drunk Chuglug members just talking shit online. But I think
y'all really
funny.
Did go wild on that one.
Dude. Like a dog. We bit onto that one. We said, hell yeah, we get to cause a ruckus on the internet? Which way? Like,
and like, he must not check his account much, because it took like a whole 24 hours before
dude,
he like
you
even
know,
responded
he,
or saw
he
it.
Posted that announcement and went to sleep good. He was like,
it was wild.
My podcast about, I'm about, this one about to do numbers. Then he wakes up to, you know, just the office is on fire. It's just everybody screaming, you're phony! You're a fake Lego fan! Billy had it first! Ah! Just ripping him up. But
shout out to Boone Bricks.
Yeah.
One time.
One time. That's it. That's a paid promotion. He actually PayPal'd Billy $200,000 to shout him out on the successful original Bricks and Banter podcast.
On the real Bricks
what
and Banter.
What did he even change the name to? I like how he even came out and made like a damage control post like, I seem to have made an error. Like, I tried to name my podcast an existing name. Like, dude, it could have been such a calm thing, but we did not, so I feel a little bit bad for that one, but what's done is done.
It happens.
It does. Dude, I like when just random people come together on fucking like Instagram to talk shit. Because I think my favorite, like...
When did that happen recently? Oh, on the... there's been a couple, actually,
the
recently.
The one that happened on one of my photos, I posted a Counter-Strike terrorist, and some kid was like, I can't believe that you posted, like, you know, an Italian terrorist. My grandpa got, like, killed by them. Like, it still happened in my country. Like, why is there a fascination with terrorism? And he's got, like, $6,000 in TMC Nazis. And somebody, like, you know, very cheekily said, like, hey, I like your CB or TMC Nazis. He goes, thanks you. It cost me lots of money. It's just super broken English, like this kid not understanding.
I think that was me, actually.
Dude, yeah, but this kid was, like, so proud of his Nazi collection, but was like, I think anybody who chooses to play as the pizza terrorist skin in Counter-Strike should be banned immediately. And I was like, you don't really have a choice. It's, like, the default skin option on, like, Inferno. And he goes, well, they shouldn't even have it in the game. I'm like, it's rated M.
isn't that Loco Lego underscore YT?
Could be.
Yeah.
Dude, oh, that kid is a trip. Way. Oh, he
why
is.
Why people are so interested in doing a goddamn terrorist group for real, WTF? And then I said, I like your Lego Nazis.
He said, thank you, big grin. Dude, yeah, but people act like my fucking Instagram isn't strictly Counter-Strike and like Call of Duty combos. Like, that's it. How many times have I posted CSGO terrorists? Like, I think that's half my stream. But...
holy shit, that's a long fucking,
dude,
like...
Dude, my comment. Favorite, some random dude doesn't even post Lego. He just said, turn off your router. That guy's a legend. He just jumped in. You know, he probably saw my photo and saw, like, you know, 36 comments deep. I was like...
Seth, send me that post.
It's not too far down. It's a more recent one. It's like a brick-built little background, like, streetscape thingy.
Oh, yeah, I see.
And it's just got Pizza Terrorist. Yeah, that one. Kid's deep
no
in there.
No fucking way. Why people it's so interested in doing a goddamn terrorist group for real? WTF.
Yeah, shout out to Real Wombologist for saying turn off your router.
No, thank you, Seth. I didn't actually, I didn't get it the first time.
I like hearing the phone vibrate through the table. Dude, I thought that was funny when he's like, well, that's a terrorist for my country and region, so I have a different perspective. Badass, you better go defend Bombsite B then. And he just, ? Don't try and fucking create again a goddamn terrorist group who killed in my country.
Hey, be the change you want to see in this world. Start.
I like how I told him, I was like, what about Guernica? He says it was a great movie. Fucking idiot.
People are goobers. The one that was recently kind of funny was somebody posted for sale the Zelensky figure. Don't put your hand down, Seth.
Is that what that was? I really did. I was like, what am I seeing here? This is such a proper... How do I put my hand up? Yeah, there it is. I raised my hand. Now you have to call on me. I have the talk. Billy has the talking stick. Billy has the talking brick arm.
Yeah, I'm there we go.
He got that
talking.
He got
now.
That talking 3mm bar.
But somebody posted for sale the Zelensky figure on eBay, and then their eBay name was the same as their Instagram, and people were just like shitting on them.
Are they crucified now?
They just deleted their account for the day. They just like took it down. They were just offline.
Absolute legend. Bro, I fucking DM'd Joe when I saw that. It was like the post of the figure. It said, well, this sucks. And I DM'd him. I said, I bought two, but I'm not selling it. I don't want anybody to think there's no funny business.
I don't want beef.
I don't want no beef. Yeah. But I definitely bought two president figures. Because one was for Cody, and then the other one was for myself. And I said it yesterday in group chat. This might be a little bit insensitive, but I really don't give a fuck about, like, the Lego figure donations to Ukraine. Like, yeah,
shit.
Ukraine, pretty fucked up situation, but everybody jumping on a
what
bag...
What about me, Crane?
Everybody hopping on a fucking, like, I'm gonna make a Lego figure to raise money thing. Because, like, the Brickmania one got pulled out pretty quick. And it's an alright figure. It's pretty sweet. It's pretty sweet that Tanner did the camo for it.
Dude, that's sick. Because, like, I can't wait to put the fucking CB Zelensky fig that I bought on sale for eBay.
I was going to say, the fact that it was, like, so... This is all... Okay. more slight slander. I thought it was very funny that Joe was like, well, this sucks. I'm like, brother, what the fuck did you think was going to come out of your community? Like, the CB resale community is already fucking abysmal and, like, so stupid that it's like they just bulk buy garbage. Like, the fact that an exclusive, even though it was $100 because it's a donation, regardless of where that money went, it's still technically a $100 figure. Like, you had to buy in $100 to get the figure. And it was, like, artificial scarcity that, like, only so many were made. So, by all accounts, it is an expensive, rare CB figure. Therefore, it do be selling, like, aftermarket. But Joe's gotten away with selling, like, literally deep-fried, like, garbage, you know, hydraulic press Lego, and there's no qualms with that because there wasn't, you know, a donation involved. But the guy bought the figure. He did the donation. Like, if somebody's stupid enough to pay for that, like, I like the figure. I'm not going to lie. The jacket's pretty tight.
The jacket was really
dope. I immediately sanded the beard off. I got to post that, make people mad. I don't even think it would make people mad, but I just think it's funny that it would call it
day one.
Pro snarf border moment. CB figure has a beard, no more. Call me Barbasol, bro. I always think that's funny when people get like, they think I'm being shitty in the comments. They're like, how'd you remove the beard? Razor blade? No, for real. Razor blade. Like, I really do just shave the beard.
I didn't believe it until I saw it.
Seeing is believing. But yeah, I thought that somebody's...
you remember that like little fucking... I feel bad for saying that now. What's the like kid that, you know, did all the CB Vietnam stuff? He like always comment about shit like that. And like shaving off CB stuff, drilling the like.
Oh, yeah, I was gonna say
yeah, him. And we'd like for a while there, we kind of just gate kept the fucking radius of the like modcom holes. We just didn't tell anyone.
Yeah, how big's the modcom hole? About one what? Yeah, one drill bit. How do you drill modcom? You get a pin vise. What size drill bit? Modcom size. What size is that? Yeah, dude, that kid was fucking out in the dark for so long, nobody would tell him.
Okay, fuck him, though. He was relentless.
He was.
Like, fucking...
Dude, that's...
Oh, my God.
Again, I already...
Dick don't got enough room.
Spenny grew up, though. Spencer grew up.
Spenny's all right. Yeah, year. Spenny was actually pretty cool at the last convention. I enjoyed seeing him. But that's the thing, dude. Annoying fucking kids grow up and they end up being cool. Because we were the annoying fucking kids for a minute.
Of course.
You have to. It's the circle of life. And as annoying as it is, you know, you gotta... It's for the kids. You gotta support the youngsters. There was one kid who made a bonkers mod at, like, a modding workshop one time. He actually made, like, a functioning bolt on, like, a Mosin. And, like, Cody showed him how to do it all. But, like, he didn't hold his hand with it. And the kid really came out with, like, a working paperclip bolt on a rifle in, like, 30 minutes. That's yeah, tight. That kid was bonkers. I don't know his name. I wish I did, because he's really cool. But
yeah, that's sick.
Yeah, young kids coming to like.
I think that was Jane Gordon Mason.
Is this a joke or is this a real name?
Nah, keep going okay. With the story.
He's a liar. I was gonna say, I don't know who the fuck that is. But yeah, Spinny not knowing about the fucking brick. But yeah, dude, Spinny got on my shit list real quick for like anybody who dug deep in like old photos. Do you still have this?
Nope.
Like, I can't stand that. I really...
Your mic pulled back again.
Me? Yeah, sorry. I moved it probably a millimeter. I might have blown on it a second. It moved.
That's got to be awful for you guys. Like, getting DMs and just like, do you still have this for sale?
I haven't gotten it in a long time.
Neither do I. I've actually honestly never understood why people get so bent about it. I don't really mind it that much. You just be like, no. And that's typically it.
I get bent because it's annoying. Because it's my stuff. I don't like them asking for it. I've never made a public, like, this is for sale or this is for trade. So it's just an assumption that as a Lego user, my stuff is up for, like, the highest bidder. But if I bought it the first time, it's because I wanted it. Very rarely do I buy something for the act of reselling, except for the second Zelensky figure. Check in a month, that'll be up there for about $1,000.
But you're going to donate all the funds to Ukraine,
yeah,
right?
It's not a video chat, but I'm winking. I got both my fingers crossed on my toes. Yeah. Yeah, I'm donating the money to Russia. Bro, I saw on Reddit some people, there's in the Half-Life subreddit there, people were discussing like the Black Mesa soundtrack, and then it was like a little sneak post because this guy's like, "You think the soundtrack's bad? P.S. I live in Ukraine. I have my accounts frozen. Please, somebody send money. I need to feed my dog." And I was like, "Jesus Christ! I came in here to say like my favorite soundtrack in the game, and now I'm out here like having to send this guy like a shaving of a Bitcoin because that's the only money they can get." It's fucked, but at the same time, yeah, the selling of the Zelensky figure, it was inevitable. Like, there's no way it wasn't going to. Yeah. And the fact that, like, people were so quick to, like, dude, when fucking Jackson posted, like, the clown music over it, I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, that, it's not clown behavior. It's expected. I knew it was going to happen. So the fact that people are so shocked that, like, a CB fan didn't have morals, I'm like, since when? Like, I just...
Well, you see, like, I love Joe. I don't, but, you know, he kind of does it to himself when he charges, like, $25, $30, $3,500 for a figure. Like, fucking, of course people are going to resell that.
Especially when there's already such a market for the existing figures. Like I said, it's artificial scarcity. He could make a fuck ton of them and have stuff in stock for months on end, or continue to reprint, but the fact that it's limited run, only so many are made, and that's how it's been for the whole company, basically. There's never been one thing that's just a consistent, like, it's for sale, unless it just doesn't sell and it sits there for fucking years. But CB really is, like, the supreme of LEGO stuff, and sometimes the quality's not there, or it's not useful in my field, but people buy it just for the sake of its CB. And I think that that kind of fed the beast of, like, make anything. Because some of the stuff's really cute. Like, I really into this whatever new Zap Head. I thought that was funny. It's not useful to me, but it looks cool. And that's the stuff that I feel like doesn't get bought unless it's in, like, a kooky color. But it has led to an influx of accounts that are just, like, I got a bunch of bullshit on CB Day, and I put all of my teal pieces together. Give me clout. And it's just like, yeah, you know, if you're using CB to make stuff, or it's based on something, or it's, there always has to be some sort, like, OC is cool and all, but when the OC is just, I got every orange piece in my collection and I made Orange Man, I'm like, okay, cool. There's so many, like, CB people that follow me and I know are probably great guys in the community, but I don't care about the content, so I don't follow them back. I try to keep, like, my followers to people that I actually, like, want to see this stuff of. But there's so many people that are just, like, flexing CB collections through monochrome matched figures. Or, like, I got this one, and it's all in glow-in-the-dark. Neato. Why? Like, I don't know. It sounds shitty. I'm just cynical. But it's because I don't like it. I don't like it. And that's just something that I kind of am frustrated with, that so much of, like, CB stuff is just bonkers colors. Which, it's cool that, like, the skull mask came out in hella colors. I was shocked when I saw that drop down menu. But you know, a lot of the kooky colors are really for the people who want, like, a hot pink skull mask, like, full pink figure, you know, stuff like that. You just try
to do want that.
You do want the hot pink full skull mask guy?
Of course, I already got it.
Did you get one of every color?
I did.
You did?
I did.
I got a CB balaclavas in every color, and I put them on my gay Lego set. That actually, y'all, that would actually be kind of a tough mod. You just have the gay Lego set, but everybody's got, like, ski masks on. Somebody got to do it.
Brick arms penises. Which, by the way, that, like, respect to Will, the balls on him to fucking drop, like, brick arms dicks is, like, crazy. No one's done that before, right?
That was CB, bro. What are you talking about?
Oh,
the one that goes on the hip, that was for the dick in a box figure. You thought Will made that? Yo, can we talk about how after, like, goddamn, whatever, a decade or more, Brick Arms finally made Brick Arms? Like, how long has it been? This man really just came out today and said, yeah, I made arms, which are tight as fuck.
I can't wait for them, dude.
Dude, yeah, robo arms. Dude, if he can pop some robo legs out.
Oh.
You're going to pop a baby out,
dude.
Okay, did you guys see the TMC, like, resin printed, resin cast, whatever, like Star
They're
Wars games?
No, I haven't.
I'm blocked by him on like my personal account. He literally found like all adjacent accounts that I own and blocked them as well.
Still up? I haven't seen that.
It was a story post or something.
It was on a story.
Seth sent me a screenshot. I'll try and
send
it.
I'll see if I can hunt it.
I think I got like IP banned from a minifigco.com.
Yeah, new accessory for
ATC. Oh, no, since I moved, I can get on. Hell yeah. I couldn't get on at my fucking old house. Literally, I could not even visit the website.
It looks awful. I can barely explain why anymore, but I dislike that with a passion.
He unblocked me because we were discussing if he was going to get on the pod or not.
Dude, I don't know if that's like...
Were you actually talking to him or his lawyer?
Yeah, he was talking to him. I don't know if that's
we had like a real convo,
but it was funny as fuck that you were like, yeah, we'll probably talk about like allegations and like stuff against me and just like try and clear your name. No, I don't want to talk about that. So we're going to have a censored phony podcast that makes you look like the good guy. Yes. Okay. Then you're not coming on respectfully. And he just was like, suit yourself. Like it was going to be a banger episode.
Dude, it would be. I would actually really like to get him on.
This would be a 60 minutes. I need to see y'all in a, we need to have that be a live, like face to face.
I'm so down if he actually... he's, like, banned at Brick Fair, but...
Banned from Brick Fair.
I get messages, like, often now about having him on the podcast. And, like, sincerely, I would have that conversation. And, like, here, his only criticism, and I can understand why he feels this way, is that he's, like, everyone you have on doesn't have to, like, defend themselves against these things and get, like, attacked. Like, why am I different? And it's
he doesn't have
because
to be
nobody
either.
Else has been a heinous asshole. Like,
yeah,
he's the only person who has a reason. Like, you don't get me on here and say, like, Danny, why do you say or do these things? I don't have any, like, reason to be, like, combative. It's not a fucking Chris Hansen sit down, like, surprise, you're getting a bamboozled thing.
Yeah, and the thing is, if you sincerely don't believe you've operated in ill will towards anything, then any sort of claims against you should be easily dismissible.
Like yeah, this is your chance.
If they are to be
discussed,
it could clear your record.
You're in a safe space, and you could clear your name. And because there's a lot of stuff that, while I don't like him, it's mainly because he kind of operates in silence. It's in DMs that get deleted. You get blocked, and it deletes the DMs. Like, there's so many things that he does that just gets like expunged before you can do anything about it. And also, anybody who just is like, "I'm getting my lawyers involved," is a little bitch. Because like, I don't think Brick Arms or nobody has ever like pulled some stunts like that, and it is like historical that people will make a figure or product and then TMC will come back out and do it again.
Historical?
It is historical accurate.
It's a matter of record.
I'm gonna put my balls in your mouth.
I'm just saying it's silly that he wants to make that point that nobody else has to come on, but it's like that's the only reason he needs to be on. Like,
it'd be cool if he owned up to it. Honestly,
I'd respect it.
Absolutely,
sincerely. Yeah. If he was I'd take
CD
inspiration from other companies.
I don't.
I swear, I'd be a TMC fanboy the next day. I'd be like, shit, this is base.
Yeah, if he just admitted that it was in fact theft, and he did in fact like.
You don't even have to say it's theft. It's
no,
like yeah,
he does.
I recognize...
he makes original artwork, and you know. He does make cool stuff sometimes. Like, I will say there's been a handful of TMC things that I like, but just on principle, I don't buy them.
Exactly.
And if he came out and just admitted, like, yes, other people make stuff first, and I say that's a good idea, I can do it myself. Because nobody's made... He's not copying people's original designs. He's copying somebody else's movie, like, creations or TV show.
Yeah, their inspiration, essentially.
Yeah, it's like, he might not be the first to make that item. He may do it better. But the fact that he can't, like, there are timestamps on, like, when stuff is posted. And he will say, no, I had that in the works way before. My favorite one, this is a funny one. Victor, when he made his Die Hard figure, he intentionally put a movie inaccuracy in the figure just to see if TMC would copy it. Because Bruce Willis doesn't roll his pants in the movie, he just has them straight. But Victor put a rolled cuff on the pants, and when TMC made the figure, I think it also had the rolled pants. And if TMC is somebody who wants to like strive for his like movie accuracy and, oh, my Home Alone figures have a better, you know, movie accurate clothing than the CB ones. It's kind of funny that he didn't base it off the movie. He just takes somebody else's Lego figure and just adds details and stitching and weird wonky faces and shit like that and calls it a day. Which, also, great that Lego came out with an official Home Alone set, because now it's like, why have the third-party ones if you can just have the actual Lego figures?
Yeah.
There was a Lego
Home Alone set. It's a dope set, yeah. One of my friend's moms bought it, and I went over to their house, and they had the whole fucking thing built.
Legendary.
I'm gonna pull that up.
But yeah, sincerely, for a long time I held some real malice for the guy, but at this point it's annoying and it's unfortunate to see happen in a community you know I beloved. But
oh damn.
It is what it
That's
is.
That's a cool set.
Oh, the Home Alone set? Yeah, dude, it's dope.
Yeah. See, I don't even really care if he like copy stuff. It'd be cool if he like owned up to him. He's like, yeah, I just don't give a fuck, then I respect him. But I just think he's a little kind of a little bitch in the way he acts. That's my issue with him. Because I think intellectual property is kind of stupid. You know, if someone wants to make something, they can make it better or whatever, and people just buy it because it's better or cheaper or whatever, then good for them.
Yeah, yeah.
But first of all, he doesn't do that. Second of all, he is just a little bitch, so, like, fuck him. Garrett, if you're listening, 1v1 me, loser gets fucked in the ass. So.
It's a win-win for Seth. He's going to enjoy it either way.
Hell yeah.
Either way,
He's going to throw. He's going to let him win. He can go easy on him.
Oh no, you won the fight.
Oh no.
If I ever said my last name in this podcast, can you cut it up?
I got you, yeah. Sure thing, mister.
Shut the fuck up, you little bitch.
Now, what else is there?
What else has
been popping in the Lego community?
How do you feel about the... actually, I know what your take's going to be. You're not going to give a shit. Joe reprinting old designs and bringing them back.
Is this Joe Citizen Brick?
Like, instead of Joe your mama? Rogan,
Brick, like...
as opposed to Joe Rogan? Yeah.
Fuck up.
Nah, I'm game for it. Like, why not?
Yeah, I actually think that's good. No, because I just said it before. I think not running products for the sake of scarcity is pretty stupid. I think it's not, like, nobody needs to be like, oh, I have the original print. Like, who cares? It's a ski mask. It's a $3 Lego head. Like, it shouldn't be, you shouldn't worry about resale value. Because... honestly, resale value is pretty stupid and it's set by the community, and I'm no stranger to that with like Counter-Strike skins and stuff. If skins get re-released, or Fortnite, dude, there's no market for reselling your skin, but people who are like, I'm OG, no, I can't believe they re-released that skin. Who cares? You have it. The goal was to have the skin. Like, the goal was to have the Lego item. If he comes out with it again in colors that weren't the original, because it only shipped in like black, so the fact that they came out in new colors is awesome. I will say, I could be mistaken. Is the three-hole ski mask a new print? Because I swear it used to have...
It's a slightly different design.
It used to have, like, dotted stitches, not straight vertical lines. I could be super wrong on that. But
it's always been straight vertical.
Yeah, but I think they are more... They seem a little more pronounced now, but...
They were a little wonky, like, in the big product photo of all of them stacked up. You could see that, like, there's misalignment on them, which, unfortunate, but it's the way it goes. But no, I think reprinting old designs
is good. Like Danny said, fuck Citizen Brick.
No, I like Joe. Joe, actually, this is something I can talk about, dude. No, the last time I was on the pod, I had some choice words for the CB sleeves. And when I saw him at Brick Fair recently, not recently, but the last time I saw him in person, he was super tactful about like, dude, I heard what you said. I understood, like, your criticism, and that's why he came out with the rolled versions. And he was like, they are similar, they were the same thing, you know, he's not taking credit as, like, it was his idea because the TT ones came first. But he really did look at it, he evaluated what could be done to improve it, he gave it, like, a 3D effect, and while I won't say that I like them, they're really big and I don't use them on my figures, I admire the fact that he took the criticism and went with it, and actually like improved upon his product. And I know a ton of people love them. I see a lot of people use them. They're great. It's accessible. They're in different colors and stuff. But he took what I said and didn't just like shut it down. Like he really saw it and like wanted to improve them. And he like gave me a few and was like, I really want you to like them. Like, I want you to use them, like, you know, kind of cleared the air with that. And I thought that was cool because I was almost like, I'm a grown ass man, but I was a little bit timid. I was like, yeah, I talked shit on the internet and now I'm about to have to like see someone face to face that I was talking shit about. And I still like Joe. If anything, I have more qualms with the community outside of Joe because he a businessman. Money talks. And if he's here to make Lego and sell it for money, then he doing it. So, like, you know, more power to him. If he makes something I don't like, I won't buy it. But it's not really speaking with my wallet because everything sells out, you know.
That's cool. When I meet Joe, I'm going to have a fist fight.
You got to get your fucking visa first, bud.
No.
Yeah, bud.
Yeah, bud.
Since when do I follow the law? Since when do I follow the law?
Name one law.
Oh, you're a law-abiding citizen? Name every law. Repeat the Constitution from memory. Go. But, nah, CB releasing stuff in new colors. That's super cool. I was happy to see it. The skull mask was cool. I remember seeing that one because I, you know, I like skeletons. I fuck with the skull mask. And new colors, always great. That being said, I'd like to see other stuff get re-released. I know that would fuck over the resale market for people who are like, these are OG figs, but like new tooling for the like Jungle Commando or like a reimagining with like better design for like the original Spec Ops Commando would be so cool. Like almost like cool, a, yeah. Like see, Hot Wheels does it. There's like Neo Classics where they take like an old design and revamp it, but it retains the original like colors and concept, but it adds like new tooling and, you know, just technology has advanced since the originals. So to see like a Neo Classics line of some CB stuff would be really cool.
I can only see three reasons why he doesn't like re-release certain old designs, and that's because A, he has a eBay where he actually is the one reselling them for a ridiculous price, which I don't think is a really like realistic one. Second one, which I think is like the most probable one, is just like Sizzon Brick Day. That's when he's going to sell them, and he sells them in like wonky colors and stuff because he can, you know, charge a little bit more for them. Those are the $20-$25 figs, and he's, you know, balling out. You know, he's going to go have a steak dinner that night. And then the third reason, which kind of ties into it, which I don't know, I don't really give a fuck, is probably out of respect for people who like bought the OG ones, or like, you know, yeah, I bought the OG one, you know, I've been here since the beginning, you know, you ain't gotta reprint the old ones, cause you know that was the fuck on my resale value, you know, you turd.
Yeah, I like I said, don't re-release the original, take the original, like the old character, make it again with like new shit, cause it's still like it's cool designs. I feel like there's certain things that since he's made them, it kind of sucks that they won't come back again. Like the concept. I wish the Commando line had continued because I like that little badge symbol with the like lightning bolt. I think that's super cool. And back
dude,
when he just
Weed Commando.
Don't give him ideas, bro. I'm not gonna lie. I would definitely buy a weed camo, dude. That'd be fun.
That actually would
fun.
Be pretty fire.
Yeah,
yeah.
He ships with it.
Joe, hire me. Let's fight and then hire me.
Joe, 1v1 me. I get the business if I win.
It's just a Captain Price figure with a blunt. It's literally just the cigar with the green tip.
But yeah, no. I appreciate the reprints when he does a redesign and updates what the original had, because there's a real value in having those items in the community, and they shouldn't be gatekept necessarily.
I absolutely agree. I think that that's the bigger part, is that even though it's like, you know, resale value aside, or like I'm OG aside, it's Lego parts, and things that are like really cool shouldn't be withheld from people who are trying to make Lego figures.
Cool
and
shit,
it's like,
yeah.
If he does come out with more colors, that's good for me. If he comes out with like the original color again, great for the people who never had a chance to get it. Because, you know, unless it's a new release, fucking CB's website is so fucking boring to look at, unless there's new shit. And it typically sells out, so you go, you just see all the weird, like, kind of bum figures that didn't sell. Like, how long is the fucking the league baseball dude? I don't even watch TV. There's some baseball figure that's been in there for like over a year. The Pee Wee Herman figure didn't sell, which I thought the Pee Wee Herman figure was sick. I love Pee Wee Herman. But I there's a handful of stuff that you can see didn't sell, therefore it's still there. But then you go look at other chunks and it's like all the accessories, like any tiles that he makes, things like that, those sit kind of, they're kind of peg warmers. And I can see why he doesn't make as many of them, because they don't really move. But it's cool to see when he puts out new stuff, like the cracked iPhone I like, because I'm doing Tarkov stuff right now, and literally one of the items in the game is just a fucked up iPhone. And I saw that, I was like, I'm going to make one of my little scav boys hold a broken iPhone. Like, that's cool. I'm totally down with it.
Speaking of Tarkov, I kind of want to play it after, but I'm pretty drunk, so I don't know if I'll be able to.
We can just hit some scav runs. No harm in that.
Yes, sir.
Bro, unrelated. I feel like Billy can just cut out Tarkov banter. But I have a dope fucking fast helmet right now. It's full durability. It's got the face mask. It's got the built-in headset. I have a flashlight on the side. I've got the chops. I've got everything.
What make is it?
What do you mean?
Is it the? Is it an Ops Core or a Team Wendy?
It's Ops Core. It's an Ops Core.
Let's go! Yeah. Ops Core is gang!
Yeah, I got a black Ops Core with a bunch of dark tan accessories and shit, and I got a fucking flashlight on the side. My guy looks... I also got the armor with the shoulder pads. My guy looks insane.
You have a flashlight on the side of the helmet?
I found the flashlight attachment thing, like, literally the game before we got on this, I did a scav run, I found hella stuff.
Dude, the past, like, year or so, I've really been getting into, like, army gear and, like, gun stuff and whatever. And now that I'm, like, seeing that in Tarkov, it's just, like, it's making me come every time I see, like, name brand stuff. And so, yeah, just, like, seeing, like, having a Team Wendy fucking bump helmet with, actually, I think it's a ballistic helmet. With the fucking L3 GPN VG18s on it is so cool. I'm seeing like Ops Core fucking ballistic helmets with the chops or the visor or the whatever. It's just so fucking cool. Bill, you should really hop on that.
I don't know if his computer would run
Tarkov.
It. But, dude, no. So Tarkov,
I think I could manage it.
We bought it like February, like a year ago. Like it had been on my computer for a year, and we had all never found a day to sit down and play it. But one day we finally did, and I think the first week we played it, I didn't like it because I was getting killed. I didn't have the like nuance of the game down. I was playing it too aggressively because anytime I play a game,
this
I really
not
just
on
fucking
Steam?
No, it's its own launcher. It's on. You have to buy it on like a sketchy Russian website.
That's sick.
Yeah, it's pretty dope.
Yeah, but also we played it before they added VoIP.
Oh, dude, it's hilarious. It's hilarious. You can talk to people. I'm walking down the road and I just go, "Hey, buddy, what's up?" And he turns around. And he's like, "Hey, man, what's going on? You having a good morning? Yeah. Your guy hungry? Thirsty or something? Yeah, I'm a little thirsty. Here, you want a can of Red Bull? Yeah, dude." And we all sit down. We have a Snickers bar and a Red Bull. I'm like, "You want to be on our team? Yeah." You just walk around with some random dude from Michigan for like half an hour and then you never talk to him again. Or you can talk shit. Like you just walk up to a house and say like, "Who's in here?" Like it's really funny when other people talk to you. Or, like, you team up with dudes, you just make friends. For as hardcore as the game is, the community is surprisingly friendly.
That's cool.
But, back to Lego. Sorry, a little video game tangent.
No, hold on, man. Oh, okay.
You know, I wish Joe did more Citizen Brick stuff. Actually, not just Joe.
Seth, are you drunk?
I'm pretty drunk. But what is
it? Said, I wish Joe did more Citizen Brick stuff.
No, fuck Joe. I wish Victor did Citizen Earth.
This motherfucker.
Yeah, I've had 4 beers and, like, probably like a third of the way through this ball of year, so I'm decently slosh. Anywho, I wish Victor did Vietnam stuff because, like, I think, first of all, I think Victor would kill it. Also, there's not really enough in the community, but if Victor did, like, Vietnam stuff and, like, had some sick dioramas in the background, or just like really nice backgrounds, really well done stuff. Kind of like Logan Lego did really good Vietnam stuff. If Victor had backgrounds similar to, I think Logan Lego's like most recent build, where it's like M113 with the fucking like Vietnamese like gate in the background with like bushes and stuff each side of it.
Logan had a really something cool build like with that, like a Buddhist statue. He had like the legs popped off, so it was doing like a little like praying position, whatever the, what do they call that, meditation stance. That one's dope.
Yeah, if he did like some of that, was that was like the background picture, and then just like Vietnam stuff, dude, I'd honestly I'd fucking splurge for that, because I really don't want to like buy CB stuff. I just, you know, fuck Joe.
Beefing.
Thank you, son.
Yeah, well, what's he gonna do?
True.
You know, come here and fuck me. I'm gonna come. Like, you know, what's gonna happen? No, like, you know, Vietnam stuff's so cool. It's such a cool, interesting period of history. You know, new technology and stuff, and very underrepresented in Lego, I think. You don't see a lot of it in, like, people making
especially
it
lately.
I feel like it was the wave for a while. I feel like, dude, the whole, like,
it was huge for so long.
CB,
and then
CB Grants, like, shit like that. That was a big deal for a couple years.
It just fell
off. But
it
did kind of fizzle off. I don't follow anybody who does, like, serious World War II stuff, so I don't see a lot. But I know that World War II Lego is, like, still, like, the big thing.
Yeah, that still goes on.
I like that
single lick of
something that
Vietnam.
I actually am super into, that I like that it's kind of catching on, is like Satomi Cybernetics, his like cyberpunk-ish, semi-sci-fi, military, like near future type shit.
Dude,
that it's just Halo guys with like Tiny Tack on it. So cool.
Dude, his stuff is so
cool. And a lot of people have started doing that now. I think that that's a really cool theme.
He really started a whole thing in and of himself. It's awesome.
Yeah, the Halo armor with Tiny Tack stuff. And that's a cool vibe, because like a lot of, it's like Halo Reach. When I played Halo Reach and I saw that there were Spartans with like cloth pouches and stuff on their gear, on their armor, was like the coolest shit. So the fact that that's kind of coming out, and like one of my favorite games is Infinite Warfare. And that's another one of those, like, it's in the future, but they still have, like, cloth and, like, fabric on their kit. That's one of my favorite aesthetics of, like, and, like, Chappie or District, all those movies, they kind of have that same vibe of, like, it's the future, but there's no reason to reinvent, like, mag pouches and
like a postmodern military, or it's just a little...
Wait. What about the guy that made the Elysium AK? Who was that?
That guy just made a UMP.
Mod fucking slap.
He just made a UMP
that's,
the other
Rob,
day. Robbie G
Robbie
or something.
Yep.
Robbie G goes hard.
He's
that guy's
been
awesome.
Straight killing it. The past couple mods have all been slapping.
Yeah, so if you
the
gotta
Chrome
go look at
AK
his UMP.
Was stupid clean.
Oh, yeah. Chrome AK was bonkers. I saw that one and I was like, that looks too good to be true.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, Danny and I had a conversation about this, like, a while back, that just, like, Lego being on Instagram now, that, like, bangers pop up daily. Like, there's usually, like, two or three fucking sick posts a day, versus, like, compared to Flickr, it's, like, you know, a couple a week, you know, you'd see a fucking sick post, and but it's only, you know, three, four, two a week. On Instagram, it's, like, two a day. Two, three a day, and it's just, it's, like, bewildering. It honestly kind of makes me feel shit about, like, my Lego stuff, because I kind of suck, especially lately.
Such cap.
That's crazy.
I was going to say, I agree with Seth. I think it's kind of wild that since Instagram's kind of taken over as, like, the Lego sharing platform, there's just such an influx of, like, people, and there's a handful of people that I feel like they were up and coming, like, within the year, and now they're, like, absolute kings in the community. CRT Project, that guy's bonkers.
Oh, dude.
Dude.
What's it? LJH9, whatever. That guy does some crazy shit.
NATO figs.
NATO, yeah. Okay.
Angry Stash.
Dude, yeah.
Yo, Half-Life figs from NATO is
dude,
sick.
Dude, yeah. NATO figs is probably my favorite person on Instagram. I would have to
say. His style reminds me a lot of yours, where it's just like
yes,
immaculate.
And I was
going to
say, he does stuff that there's at points where I almost say it's not worth me doing because he's done it. And that's been my problem with Lego is... It's not my problem with Lego. It sounds like I have a distaste for it. I don't post as much because everybody's doing such a good job. And I only want to post something if I feel like I've done it first or if I'm innovating in some way. And I'm seeing people knock stuff out of the park that I'd feel like I'm the one doing the replication. And he, dude, the fact that he just sets up like a physical background on his laptop screen or whatever he does for the like wallpapers.
That's been the new wave.
He really does some crazy shit. And like, dude, his Battlefield 4 figures of Pack and Irish, dude, one of my oldest posts, like 2013, 2014 era Flickr was like Irish and Pack. And he did it so much better than I could do right now. And it makes me happy to see that stuff. That it's like, this is something I would want to make just because it makes my eyes feel good. And I didn't even have to sit down and touch the Lego to see it. Like, I used to make stuff because I wanted to see it out of Lego. And he's out here doing all of it. Like, and the fact also, absolute respect to this man, Half-Life Lego, super underrepresented in like the Lego field. But he does super cool posts. His G-Man on GM Construct is pretty dope. I'm looking at that right now. But yeah, that guy's awesome.
His Iraqi SOF.
I just pulled that one.
I love that figure so much.
I love those pants. Because... I wanted a metal figure for so long just so I could sand off the chain and have the boots. And I feel like that's something that's missing from like CB repertoire is everything he makes is not really like army building stuff. And Vic starts doing it with like the combat legs and combat jacket and stuff, but I feel like it's kind of the wave to make original like one-off main character type figures, whereas we really need like super simple, kind of inexpensive, like I buy 10 at a time of just its shoes. It is just like pants or like the arms or something, because I would pay to have just the fucking single gray line boots on some black legs. Like, that's such a great print, and it's so easy to do, and I know it would be so cheap for somebody to go out and make, but they just aren't doing it.
I really hope Victor does more camouflage. I'd love to see URDL, M81, you know, Tiger, Multicam, that sort of stuff.
Yeah, because I really do, the 360, like, digi camo figures are, like, the best in my collection. I have, like, four of each one, and they're just so nice, so... I feel like more like full wrap camo stuff is just like I've said it with video games, like Battlefield 3 is like the pinnacle of like gaming. And if your new video game can't do what happened in 2011, then like, what are you doing? If Victor was able to make like the greatest camo wrap figure like years ago, why are your new camo figures like not up to par with those? Mm-hmm. And people who are like, ooh, it's $35. Dude, it's so worth it. Oh my god!
It's not even anymore. It's
yeah, like, and he's got them on discount. Yeah, because they won't sell because people thought they were too expensive. But like, no one ever had them in hand to like understand how nice they were. So I feel like he could have sold them for more. But that's just me because disposable income and obsession with hobbies makes me just not care what the price is on stuff.
Those are sincerely one of the greatest figures. And what I like the most about them is that they don't have a dumb printed vest to take up all the torso.
Yes.
Such a pain in the ass when they have that.
Plain CB BDUs, like the era, whatever year that was that he did the tricolor, the multicam,
the
ERDL.
Camo.
Yes, those were, that was like the last time CB was really doing like military community shit. Because the last military figure's cool, the, like, whatever bearded dude. But the, like, surgeon blue shirt, kind of goofy. And then the legs, like I said, almost too much attitude on them to warrant buying multiples. Because the kit of, like, the straps being kind of loose. Like, stuff needs to just be super plain. Room for TT to get glued on. Room to put a vest. Like, that's really where I feel like people would buy dupes. So
those tricolor legs were too stylized. Like it being on dark tan with the like darker tones is, you know, it makes sense for like dirty stuff, but it's not like really what tricolor looks like.
True, and it was it wasn't even tricolor. It was just too. I'm not gonna lie, I have a bunch of them. Super good pants for Fortnite defaults. Not gonna lie,
that is probably the best use for them.
Yeah, it was super good. But
the torso that came off that guy is awesome, though.
Oh,
the
yeah,
full wraparound.
The soft-sided vest is so cool, and it was exclusive to the figure. But this is that torso, he just needs to rerun that on multiple colors. I really think that that would be such a hot item. And
yeah, like we were fortunate to scoop him at Virginia.
Yeah, but as a misprint, they were super great. I probably got like 3 or 4 different colors of it. But
I'd kill to see it as dark tan.
I got one.
No, I mean like the vest.
Dude, absolutely. Yo. Yeah. No more Band-Aids, boys.
My thing is that anytime I use it, it has to be a dark tan, dark gray vest, and I rarely use that. I mean, it's pushed me to actually make
a lot of figures that I have dark gray vests on just because I like using that torso.
Exactly.
But yeah, hell, maybe even
dark tan side vest would be so sick because just like so many vests, like, you know, you do the like Band-Aid or tape or whatever on the
Jedi robe or something. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I agree, dude. Maybe he'll hear this. I think coming out with the soft-sided vest solely for the purpose of being underneath a Brick Arms vest or Tiny Tack or whoever makes your vest, that would be such a great product.
And if he raised it so it wasn't right to the waist,
if he made it to be,
that always annoyed me a little bit.
Because it only kind of works if you use the LCV. The PCV always looks a little silly.
Yeah.
But he made it to like measurements wise fit the Brick Arms plate carrier.
Oh my god.
That's a banger. Sell them for $6. No arm printing, no nothing. Or fuck around, put arm printing. Sell basically like Kim Agent Combat arm, just pockets and zippers.
Pockets?
Dude, yeah.
Dog.
Such an easy fucking torso to
money
run.
Money all day.
Yeah, I think that, and again, I feel like design wise, not a lot of thought has to go into it. Like, I'm sure somebody's got a fucking Illustrator file with just hella pockets to just drag and drop on figures. So, dude, yeah, as soon as you said dark tan, I was like, bro, I got a dark tan one. But no, the printing be dark tan. That would be so nice. Fuck. Yeah,
dude,
I want one of those.
It'd be so sweet to see him switch around the ink colors on stuff.
That's also something I've always thought is I think I suggested it back when I was a nubile young man. I really didn't think too much on it, but I feel like that would be so smart to just rerun the same pads or whatever plates that you put over the pad. I don't fucking know how it works. Just do different, just swap out colors. Because I know he's done it on a few, like the masks, if it was a black mask, it had the gray wrinkles or gray stripes or whatever, and then if it was a different color, it had the black outline. Like when he did the OG single hole balaclavas with the dots for the mouth vent.
Right. Yeah,
there was
a
gray printed version and a black printed version. And it just it feels like a no brainer to me to swap out the inks on stuff. You could get so much more mileage out of a single design if you just did different colorways. And
yeah,
then sold
the only,
them,
dude,
not as, you know, CB day shit.
VC torsos on, like, with a, like, dark tan or black printing for insurgent torsos on, like, white or tan torsos would be so sick.
Yeah, because if he did away with the neck scarf and he just printed that AK rig, Chi-Com rig. The name escaped me. Yeah, Chi-Com rig with, like, maybe, like, a button-down shirt type design.
Yeah.
That would be so sick. And again, full wrap.
I have a figure that looks exactly like that on my desk, but it's a Sean's resin Chi-Com rig and the Chris Pratt from Jurassic Park with the open collar.
That's funny you say that. I literally have the same figure on my desk right now. That
I'll
Chris Pratt Henley. Yeah, I'll send you a picture. The Chris Pratt Henley torso is actually kind of dope.
Yeah. I've had that figure on my desk for like 4 months now. It's my favorite combo I have, and I've yet to post it.
No, I think if, okay, so he's come out with that Viet Cong torso a couple times. I think the next time,
like,
if
V3 now.
Dude, if he comes out with it with the side wrap, game over.
Oh, that'd be crazy, actually.
That would be so
or
sick.
A new grunt figure.
That'd be a V4, I reckon.
Yeah, I think a grunt figure with the side wrap would be cool. I think at this point, people continue to up the game because it used to, like, I remember when I talked to Joe about, like, why don't you print the backs of legs? He's like, nobody's going to see the backs of legs. Who cares? Now it's like almost every figure has back of leg printing because it's the wave. And, you know, if he's kind of normalized side printing with those, the beard guy figures.
Yeah, you gotta continue on with it.
I think that he kind of has to the next time, like, military figures come out. I really do some World War II and Vietnam figures with side printing would be super sweet. I tried to make a couple figures with the whatever aqua fucking surgeon color default color vest, but I don't know. I couldn't really find too much use for it. The one on reddish brown is dope for like a black guy with his shirt off just wearing a soft vest.
Mm.
I thought that was a cool combo. Even though it's got the neck wrinkles, I couldn't be fucked to erase it.
Dude, I wish decals were still like a popular thing. Like I remember seeing
just get Roglin's into Star Wars. Decals.
Yeah, fuck that. I wish like Roglin's decals were still like popular. I remember seeing them when I first started out, and I thought those were the coolest stuff ever because I think it was a like Lincoln or whatever his
Tanky Kiwi.
Yes, something like that. He had the like Roglin's Vietnam grunts, but he just put the decals on all of, and I don't know why I thought that was such a smart idea, but it was so cool. It might have been him, or maybe it was like Lord Gregory. Could be a couple other guys it was. But just like, I thought decals were the shit. And, but just like, such a pain in the ass compared to prints.
Yeah.
And now prints are so common that like, why would you ever fuck with decals? But I kind of wish they'd make a comeback.
AV made those military prints recently, and they're all on their versions on decal sheets that aren't even printed. And I haven't actually seen a single one of them used by anybody. I even have some, and I haven't used them. I've forgotten about them until talking about it now. Yeah, just people just don't care to actually put in the work like that.
I fuck with Saber Scorpion. He did all that.
Oh,
legend. Halo
the
TF2 stuff,
figs. The
Fallout. He had Half-Life stuff. He literally every video game had like cool decals for, and it was free. You could literally just download the image and print it if you had the decal paper. My mom used to print them on stickers for me, and I just made hella Saber Scorpion Halo stuff.
It's fire.
Is he still like?
He is.
His site's still up.
Yeah, his like super shitty old website is still in use, and he still makes like that style of artwork for like modern games. Like, dude, he has Metal Gear Solid 5 stuff you should go look at.
Yo.
So it looks like that old Lego Star Wars like first and second game art style, but of like,
oh, that's actually sick.
New games. Yeah, I kind of want to go there
right
now.
I'm looking at it right now.
I'm going there too.
I like how we all just kind of, yeah, Saber Scorpion's lair.
That is actually pretty sick. I almost want to get back into that because I appreciate like the old kind of decaled paper stickers kind of stuff. Just has such a,
it's got a great style. Yeah,
I don't know. Something about it is just so pure,
mm-hmm.
And it's not, you know.
It was before, you know,
some
it was
guy with his fucking like $3,000 printer, fucking printing off $100 figures for, you know. Whatever.
Yeah, dude, his big boss figure's actually dope. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, it's really for the sake of just owning something that represents this thing you love. It's just...
That is a great way to put it, Billy. Damn, I love you.
I love you, too.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah, his stuff's dope. I'm looking at right now. Again, all the Metal Gear and, like, Deus Ex stuff. Deus Ex stuff is raw. Oh!
Dude, the faces for the John Wick figures look so good. Can you imagine that, but pad printed? Like, that'd be fucking dope. Give this man a pad printer.
For real. Or at least the digital printer. Give this man fucking... Get this guy to collab with Vic. Like, that'd be so...
No, I'd want to see these pad.
Oh, I agree. Pad would be better, but like, for the quantity that he has and the turnaround on stuff, I feel like Digi would be fine. But yeah, Pad would
those
be
John Wick faces, the one with the cut up one looks so
his
good.
His snake face is really good. Yeah, yeah. All right, we're gonna clap in. We're in the canon now. Lego porn.
The dude who posts like the scat porn and like Lego dicks and like brick built like cock rings and stuff. That was something I did not expect to ever see. Like, I've definitely seen Lego dick and balls built. Like, that's not new.
Yeah, that's a classic.
But, like, the fact that this man has an entire dedicated, like, Lego snuff film. Like,
oh shit, he's got 1,000 followers now.
Dude, yeah. I don't follow it because it's not something I'm actively trying to see. But if I ever see it, I'll check in and just be like, what am I looking at? One of my friends at work who's not a Lego guy, but obviously since he's my friend, he knows about Lego shit. I showed that to him and he was like tearing up laughing. He's like, can I send me that? I gotta send it to my dad. Like, no, people who have no exposure to Lego community have no idea that like stuff like that can get made. Hell, I'm deep in the Lego community and I didn't expect to see that shit get made. But yeah. That guy's got some wild, I mean, nice part usage all around. Like, respect to him.
Huge.
Big brain.
Nice part, huge.
But yeah, he's wild for that. Again, the fucking Victor, like, Valentine's Day ice cream face with the vanilla ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
It was made for that. It was made for this man. It was so good. That's funny as fuck. I do. I think when I stumbled upon that on accident, it was like, people you should follow. But that kind of falls in the category of just, like, having CB and, like, EG, like, oddball parts and throwing them together. But it just happens to be, like...
He uses it creatively, though.
Lego porn. Someone had, like, a grapes piece. He had a brown grapes piece of, like, shit just on someone's chest. I was like, this is bonkers. Like, last thing I would have done with that part. Got the Spider-Man web blasts fucking coming stuff. It's so funny. That man really sees like a superhero sense, says, oh, hell yeah, here we go. He's waiting for those new Spider-Man sets to come out. He needs more web pieces.
What about you, Seth? How you feel about it?
Man, I'm all for Lego porn, you know? Just more material for me to, you know?
Yeah. Very progressive of you.
Add her to the spank bank.
Respect.
Damn. Back to the Saber Scorpion. I'm looking at like the Fall of Pigs, and they got the Burned Man from New Vegas. And I'm already tempted. Like, I wouldn't buy the figure, but maybe the stickers. Because the figure's $28, and I wouldn't pay $28 for a stickered figure. I wouldn't pay $28 for a printed figure. Hell, I wouldn't pay $20 for a printed figure. But damn, that looks cool.
They're pretty dope. Yeah, that was old school stuff. I remember back in like 2008 being on that guy's website downloading files. You know what I thought about recently, even before I knew I was going to be on this episode? It's like Lego websites before Flickr, like Mock Pages or like Brickshelf. I don't know if y'all ever went on that, but I was deep on Brickshelf and like Mock Pages. There's another one somewhere. And they were all, like, super shitty, like, old-school HTML, like, no bells and whistles, just, like, people posting Lego stuff. But I remember there was some really dope stuff on those. And I liked Brickshelf because it was literally just, like, 4chan for Lego. Like, the interface was so similar, and it was just, like, 4chan catalog. But you could just go through, and it was, like, in order of, like, what had been uploaded. So if you want to go see a picture from, like, a week ago, you just had to click through to, like, page 16. To see what was uploaded, or you could like look up keywords and tags and stuff. And as a kid who was like fresh on the internet, finding out I can just type the word Lego before anything I care about and find like images of it was bonkers. Like the amount of times I just looked up like Lego Halo 3 or like Lego Half-Life or something, and then just saw other people making stuff that I like, I was like, this is great. There's more people like me. Do y'all remember, I'm not a Star Wars dude, so I'm definitely going to say it wrong, but, like, whatever, Kamino Customs, whatever, that dude, he just posted hella, like, Star Wars stuff in the style of, like, the Lego Star Wars games. That guy had really cool decals. I definitely bootlegged a lot of shit like that. I ain't even going to lie, I definitely was bootlegging. Oh, this, dude, bootleg decals, this is some Danny lore. When I went to a convention, is Brickworld in like 2012 or something, I definitely downloaded without paying for them a bunch of like Rogueland World War II decals, and I went them to Photoshop and I like paint bucketed the colors different, and I put blood splatters on them, and I printed them on stickers because my mom did a lot of like arts and crafts and like handmade cards and shit. So my house always had sticker paper, like really nice glossy sticker paper. And I went in and I made like a COD Zombies like decal pack. and it had like Dempsey, Takeo, Nikolai, and Richthofen, and like just the torsos. And I put all four of them, and it said like COD Zombies decal pack. And I think I printed like 50 of them. And my mom had little cellophane bags, and we cut them out and we put them in there. And it was just like I had a little COD Zombies display table. I didn't build anything too crazy, but it was the first time I displayed at a convention. And like anybody who came by and like talked to me at my booth, because I was excited, dude. I was like, I'm displaying at a Lego convention. How cool! I was like, I want to have freebies. I want to give somebody something. So I gave people the stickers out. And I never once claimed that like I made them. I never was like, I also didn't disclose that I didn't make them. I was just like, yeah, these are the these are the stickers that are on my figures. Here's the stickers if you want to make the figures like I made them. And some kid, this is someone from Flickr, Tyler Finley, Tyler F. I don't know if that was before y'all's
fuck
time. Dude, he had an alt account that was Chad Warden, which is like an old YouTube video. This guy just talking about the PS triple, Chad Daddy, Chad Warden, whatever. Yeah, that guy, he was like my age range and stuff. He's in like the Marines now or something. But I remember I was sitting there behind my booth with my aunt, just guarding my stuff, just sitting around. Somebody want to talk to me about it? And he walked by, and he literally called me out so fast. He's like, this fucking kid's stealing Rogueland's decals, claiming they're as his own. He just like went in Photoshop and changed the colors out. What a pussy. And I was like pooping my pants. I was like, oh my God, I'm found out. But again, I was never passing it off as like, I made these. But he immediately walked up, knew what it was, explained exactly what I had did. And like, I immediately felt bad. I'm like, should I not be doing this? Should I have not have right click saved image this guy's website images and like changed the colors and like just started handing them out to people? But I was a kid, so I didn't know. But yeah, he called me out, and then of the week, I like avoided that guy because I could not stand the like idea of like having to talk to the guy that like saw through my ruse. Because like again, I was not trying to make it my like decals.
See, I saw going a totally different direction. I thought you were gonna scam these kids and tell them these are like limited edition Rogueland decals or something.
No, I just fucking I didn't even know about like hardcore customization and like Lego community stuff. This was pre like getting involved in like Brick Arms and stuff. Like I still had Brick Arms, but I was just buying them. You know?
Yeah, no, it's super wholesome. You're just giving them out to people.
Yeah, I was. I was like, yeah, I made these for myself so I could have the figures. And I figured if you like the COD Zombies figures, you can make them yourself. Because if I went to a convention and saw someone's custom figures and they just said, here's a sticker set to cut out with some scissors and put on your figures, I'd be like, I'd be hyped. So yeah. I was just trying to do the same thing. But yeah, when he saw it and he was like, this is just fucking recolored Rogueland figures. What the fuck? I was like, oh no. I was quaking in my boots.
Fuck that guy. Let me fight him.
But yeah, that's crazy. I hadn't thought about that in years. Whoa. What a trip. But yeah, that's funny. I think I still have some of those somewhere. Not in my house anymore, because I just moved and I literally have inventory of like all of my things. But
my original customizing was pretty similar. I was right-click saving images. They didn't even have to be a decal. I would take like just a photo of like a torso I wanted to make. Say it was like a superhero or something. And I would just like crop it to just their torso and have it. And I wouldn't even print it on sticker paper and just be straight paper, just copy paper.
Fucking Elmer's glue stick it onto the figure.
I use decoupage, which is like for
I'm familiar. It's just like yeah. Mosh Podge, bro. That shit
yeah,
is big. That's
yeah,
nasty.
Dude. They were had a grit to them. Mm. I have some still.
Dude, those are one of ones. You should sell them for $350 and sell them. You know, donate the money to Ukraine.
Yeah, it's me. I'm Ukraine. Damn, I never fucked around with printing stuff. I like right from the get go. I tried. I think the first stuff I tried painting was like World War II Nazi camouflage, just like P.44, Splinter, that sort of stuff. I never thought like printing stuff. That's crazy.
Yeah, I definitely had like. every character from Halo 3, like every armor permutation and like ODST character and stuff, like figure, like decaled up. Never decals. Like I just had sticker paper. My mom had clear stickers, so you'd put it on like a dark gray torso and it would get super dark. So I was always trying to fuck with the brightness and stuff when I would print it. And I got it to work for a while. I'll have to try and dig through some of my old like flash drives or something, because I know I have a bunch of like Half-Life 2 stuff with, it wasn't Roglin, it was somebody else. It might have been, was it Orange? That guy was super cool. Apparently he's a huge asshole from what I've heard from other people.
I haven't heard of that guy.
His name was Orange with two R's. It's this German guy. And, Flicker Orange. But he's the guy who made the, Combine helmet. I don't know if y'all... Okay, yeah, so just go onto Google. You can't type in Orange, like, forward slash, but Orange with two R's, Flicker. He made custom decals and custom sculpted stuff and, like, resin casts, and he has some next-level, like, Battlefield 3 and Half-Life 2 stuff. Like, this is probably, like, the reason that I got into, like, custom things.
Yo, this guy's...
Yeah, his Battlefield 3 engineer... like full face gas mask is one of the coolest
things I've ever
seen. I was
just looking at that. I thought Toby was the first to do that shit. That's crazy.
Mm-mm. This guy's the OG, and Toby likes him. Toby's one of those guys that like was friends with this guy or knew him or something. But yeah, this
that is
guy's
a sick figure.
His Last of Us stuff, the sculpted Ellie hair is kind of bonkers. And then his builds were always pretty clean. Like he's got the Half-Life 2 Canals build. I always thought that was sweet.
Damn.
His sculpted head crab, all the Dead Space stuff, lots of Killzone. Like, yeah, this is probably one of my favorite guys on Flickr.
Oh, wow.
That is so cool. I really wish aesthetics like this would come back to the LEGO community.
This is sweet.
The Daft Punk helmets. He had those in fucking works for years. And then it's like,
I didn't know that. I actually have one of these helmets, the Killzone helmets. I didn't know this was him.
Yep. But yeah, dude, look, he had so much Half-Life stuff, and you know, I've probably said a dozen times on this podcast, I fucking love Half-Life. And this is like one of the OG Half-Life. Yeah, it was him. Orange had decals on his mock pages or something. I definitely just downloaded and used all of his stuff.
Wow. This is the dude really making all the shit
Yeah, you're seeing the sources on stuff that, like, a lot of the stuff that got, like, kind of amazing armory type stuff.
Yeah.
I think he was, like, the original.
He's the sculptor.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, look at this. Wow, this is all the names in one post. Here, I'll send it in the chat.
Which post? I'm on his stream.
It's the second page in. Amazing Armory. Orange and Hazel working together.
Yeah, Hazel. Dude, I haven't heard that name in a minute. Do you sell any Half-Life heads soon? 12 years ago. That makes me want to throw up.
Shoosh.
This is so old.
This is wild.
I can't wait to see your post-podcast wrap-up.
Dude, I think this is so funny. This is something. I feel like we've jumped around, and there's like times where I feel like we're not recording stuff for the pod. It's literally just us like,
it happens.
Chatting.
It happens. Yeah.
So I'll pause real quick. Something with Peyton that was funny, and it was Jackson as well. Jackson posted like a painted M14.
Oh my god!
And Will put it on his story and was like, "Looking great." And I literally swiped up on it and sent it to Will. I was like, "Lamal, that's a brick tactical M14." Immediately deleted it. I go on. I check Discord like once in a fucking blue moon. And I open it up, and there's a whole, like, does anybody know why Will deleted my post? He shouted out my post, and then he deleted it. Does anybody know the reason?
Jackson
and I'm like,
was seething.
Dude, I was like, I know exactly why it got deleted, and it's because of me. he was so mad. He's like, Dan, why would you do that? I said, I just think it's funny that, like, somebody that Will has, like, kind of denounced and like doesn't like his products because it's obvious ripoffs of fucking Brick Arms, was like hyping up the post saying like Gun looks cool, and it wasn't even a Brick Arms product. Like there was not a single Brick Arms item in the picture. Good, I was like, that's kind of hilarious. And he was like, well, maybe he was just appreciating it for the artistry of the mod. And I go, no, he's definitely like posting it because he thought it was a Brick Arms mod, because that's just how much the Brick Tactical M14 looks like a Brick Arms M1 Garand or something with a mag stuck on it. And yeah, I know Jackson was, you know, chafed about that one. But I thought that was so funny that I literally just called it out. I said, hey, yo, that's a Brick Tactical gun. And within seconds, the post got deleted. I was going to say something else. I got fucking distracted. Oh, story posts. Somebody explain to me what the fuck is up with people reposting everybody's picture. Like, one person makes a banger photo, and then it's like, for the rest of the day, everybody's story is just me seeing the same person's photo.
Just gotta give them that little suck them off in the story reshare, you know?
But what does that do? Like, who cares? Like, nobody out here is getting paid for Instagram exposure.
No, like, it's just I just kind of showing your love and letting other people find it in case they hadn't seen it before.
But I already like the photo. I don't know. I just think it's, dude, it's the fact that it's like,
now it does get redundant when like there's five people already reposting it. I just don't bother at that point.
Yeah, I see it and it's everybody just like flame emojis and like back with another one. And like, Billy, no shade here. You do that shit all the time.
I do.
And it's like, I see the story pop up and I hate stories, period, on anything. Like, I think Snapchat is retarded. So the fact that everything has a story function now, if it wasn't worth posting permanently, it's not worth showing, like, at all. Like, a 24-hour timer on something just because it's pertinent for that moment, I think is kind of goofy. But the fact that it's, like, even stuff that isn't, like, super cool, it's just, like, somebody made a new post. Check it out! Ah, screaming or reposting your own post on your story.
Oh, that
even worse, dude.
With the like the filter that slowly dissolves,
it kind of blocks it out or something. Or you put like half of it, or you zoom it in, or you know, new post. Be sure to peep it. Like I didn't see it on my thing. Like I think that
the
that's
only.
Corny as hell.
Yeah, I hate doing that. I don't do it for any of my personal posts. The only reason I've ever done it now is for the podcast or now with the casting shit.
Do you like your own posts on your alternate accounts? Do you go on the Bricks and Banter podcast and like your stuff?
I just follow the accounts, that's all. I don't
padding your stats.
Like gotta do it.
Padding your stats.
His AK mod is crazy.
I do the
too.
Same. I use push up briefs so that you can see
respect.
My bald spots.
Respect.
I put a Mr. Clean Magic Eraser.
Put one of those in my ass so that my cheeks spread a little bit more.
I actually just hold a whole fucking like wiffle bat between my cheeks.
See, my pants are so tight that they push the eraser into the crack, so it doesn't look like it's there. But pushing my cheeks enough, like, it increases the width of my pants. I really like that.
It's not
that.
About how far out it goes, it's about
I
how
really
wide.
Like
can you see it from the front? Can I see it from the under angle? Can I see that under bun?
Dude, when you can see the, like, bottom of the booty cheek in between the legs from the front, that's, like, that's crazy. That shit is absolutely nuts.
What the fuck?
Like, that's some 2011 shit.
What's so great? Battlefield 3 came out in 2011. That's the new fucking, like, BC.
Let's go! Let's go, baby!
That's the new AC. Yeah, Jesus died for our sins, but Battlefield 3 had full, like, destruction of environments. So, like, what was more important? I will suck Battlefield 3's dick till the day I die. I'll be on my deathbed telling my brother, like, you know, were you on No Shark Canals? 24/7, 500 tickets, snipers only. If you weren't, then don't come to my funeral.
Dog. 8 months ago, somebody commented on this 10-year-old post from Orange.
Dude, that's a... digging for posts. Like, we can look, but don't touch. Like, to necro a post like that is so stupid. Like, there's no way somebody's actively going to come back to their old-ass Flickr account on their old-ass photo and have anything to say.
I can't believe y'all don't get fucking, like, DMs and shit about, like, stuff for sale, because I still get, like, Discord messages about, is whatever for sale.
I just think I've made it clear. Also, I definitely said it on my first pod. I said, I hate that shit. Like, don't come to me asking if it's for sale, because it's not. It's going to be a no. Also, it immediately makes you, like, on my shit list for just coming and asking, like, can I buy this? Is this for sale? What do you sell this for? And, like, I definitely could make money selling my Lego stuff, but then it wouldn't be on my desk, and that would make me sad. So it stays in my house. And I also suck at going to the post office. So...
True facts, yo. Speaking of going to the post office, Danny, I think that package is like
4 years
old that you've been meaning to send me.
I've been building a package for Seth for like 4 years, and every time I get like close to mailing it, he goes, "You know what? You're about to go to a convention. Just put the new stuff in there and then ship it." And I go, "Okay." And then I come home and I never do. And then it's like I can finally get ready to like pack it up. He goes, "No, there's a new CB release or like CB day. Go ahead and put some more stuff in there." I probably got like $500 worth of Lego sitting there waiting to go to Canada.
Oh my god.
Yeah, if I ever buy stuff in the US, I'm like, oh, okay, well, it'll be fucking cheaper to just get it sent to Danny. Just send it to Danny. Or like, you go to BFE and I'm like, yeah, here's $50. You know, just buy me $50 of cool stuff and then mail it to me.
I literally do have a box, like a CB hard box full of stuff for Seth that has just never left my house. I'm keeping it as a fucking boon. I'm just waiting for him to come get it himself.
The most disrespectful thing you said on the first pod was you're like, I could literally spit on the post office and I refuse to go.
I still don't go. I literally was like, I lived my old house. I lived a block from the post office. I could skateboard there in like 30 seconds. I could not be fucked to go to the post office. I don't know why. It's like a weird aversion to shipping stuff. So, sorry about that, Seth. But fuck you to anybody who's ever like tried to buy stuff from me. I really do like that. If I could just like snap my fingers and teleport it to your house, I would be so much more into like the trading and selling of stuff. But the fact that I have to like find out your address and like type it in on the fucking like ATM thing at the post office and then put it in the mail, I got better things to do.
And we're here. You made it to the end of the podcast. God only knows what's actually going to make it into this podcast as I edit to tomorrow. But it's been a good time. It's copper drop time, though. So, well, we'll go easy, and then we'll end it off with the funny, the one that's a little bit meme-worthy. First off, the M79 pirate little bloop gun-looking thing from Will Chapman. How are you feeling about that?
That is so fucking sick. That's like some Navy SEAL shit right there. I fucking love that. I would never buy it, though. maybe I'd mod like an OG one. Never buy that shit.
God damn it. Came in so hot with it. Oh, yeah, but I'd never buy it. Coolest thing I've ever seen in my life. I'd sell my whole family to the black market for it. I wouldn't buy it, though. Not in a whole fucking lifetime. I definitely voted yes on it. I think it looks dope.
Holy shit.
To be honest, the more shit Will makes, the better. I don't care if it's good or bad. I just like brick arms. I don't buy them particularly. I would probably buy that just because it's goofy. Like... the scope on top's kind of cool. The RMR, just cut that off.
Yeah, I like the RMR because it's got a lot more base than the old one.
And it's got the little dots for like the screw cut things.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. You cut the RMR off and then you just got a little sawed off blooper. Put it on some fucking Mad Max type fig. Who knows? I think it's cool.
Drilled barrel, or not drilled, but fucking indented barrels is the coolest part, I think.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. He keeps doing that with stuff. He keeps coming out, like, the fact
Room
that
the shotguns.
The shotguns and, like, the suppressor, the modcom suppressors have the holes in them.
Yeah.
He's come out with some Star Wars guns with the holes in the front, which is pretty cool. It's more commonplace. Like I said, with CB doing, like, back of leg printing and now the side torso, I feel like it's almost, like, standard for brick arms to do drilled barrels. Also, he used to not do triggers, and now almost every new brick arm has a trigger. So, I think that's kind of neat as stuff evolves.
Oh, this is unrelated. You probably shouldn't like to listen to the podcast, but the Angry Stash Bale figure is so fucking
unbelievable. He sent me it a few days earlier, and I couldn't believe nobody's done the goggle mod before, like cutting it so that it sinks into the helmet. It's
pretty sweet.
Not only the goggles, but that the torso,
the
wrap,
the color match.
There's everything.
Armor.
Yes,
the wraparound pouches
really
on the
it.
Top, like the, and then also just the full EG, like arms and legs and hands and stuff. Super
it,
cool.
It was,
that
really
it was
good.
Basically an EG figure with the CB torso. Yeah, I like that figure. He sent me that too. I thought it was pretty dope. I like that skin. I definitely played as that skin in Warzone. So like,
next item up, we have from Brick Mania. They made the frontline president Zelensky figure in the.
Billy died.
Thank God. Thank God. I was tired of that motherfucker.
Did his laptop die or something?
I just powered off my PC.
What an idiot.
Hello.
What a dumbass. Technical difficulties over here.
Y'all can hear me, huh?
Is all that audio still there, or is that all?
Yeah,
that audio
no,
gone?
I think it was good. My phone slipped out of my hand and it hit the power button, so it just put it in like sleep mode.
Oh shit!
Damn.
I hope it stuck around.
I have to press
dude.
Like four buttons to turn off. All right,
guys,
PC.
We gotta start the podcast over. Another 2.5 hours.
Two and a half down the drain. All right, just in case, I'll just say it again. Next item up, we have from Brick Mania Toys. They made the frontline president minifigure, Zelensky. How are you feeling about this guy?
I think it's cool, but like I don't really fuck with Brick Mania figures. The faces always look kind of goofy, and then I think most of the time when they do like the slightly see-through printing over it to get like a non-Lego color, it always comes out kind of weird, because I have a couple torsos like that, and it's like they don't print the top of the like torso, so like there's like a neckline, but also it's just a render, and I think renders are kind of stupid because you can't really judge the product off of it, and I feel like Brick Mania is kind of notorious for always just posting renders and then never the actual figure. So
that's kind of actually the like basis of one of my Instagram names, Homosexual Self-Defense. It was just, you know, those names are pretty probably should cut that out.
I was really ready to go down the rabbit hole. I wanted to see what your justification was.
No, but like Danny said, just renders fucking suck. Like, that's just the shittiest way to advertise your figure. Because we know, you know, if someone posts a render, we know that figure looks like shit in real
dude,
life.
Dude, this is not Copper Drop directly, but just people who did renders. Who's this goober who's trying to do like pad printed shoes, and he's like first
house minifigs,
first in the world, like 360 shoes, and I'm like, okay, it's been done,
dude.
And they're also not, they're such plain designs, it looks like just solid block.
It's,
they're so ugly.
All renders
all
for
renders.
Like a couple months now. It's been
like what
it,
the
dude.
People who want to fucking be new CB, because I know Minibigs is basically just like CB2. It's like CB stuff that, you know, Joe doesn't want to print because like copyright reasons. But whoever runs Minibigs just don't give a fuck. You know, he really is like,
let's
you know
go.
Anything like Base? Parks and Rec or whatever. He just says, yeah, if CB won't do it, I'll just pay him to do it. But it's just, it's still CB in my mind. Like, anybody who considers them, like, different entities, I still see it as, like, CB legs or whatever. There's another...
Well, now he's printing his own
really?
Shirt.
Really? Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, dude.
That's news to
me. Oh, no, for the past couple months, he's,
oh,
he's
dude,
doing it all
the,
himself
the way
now.
You said for a while, I made me think it was, like, years, not months. Anyway.
Yeah, it's probably going on a year now.
That's cool, then. Okay, respect. Yeah. But... there's another guy.
And I've been talking to him about a couple of different ideas. He has a lot more, much better conceptual stuff coming on the way.
If we can get some old school Vans, that'd be dope. I could fuck
yeah,
with
yeah,
some
yeah.
of those. But no,
that'd be
there's
sick.
Another that guy, and it's basically just CB stuff, or just kind of backpacking off CB, like just it's pad printed. Which I feel silly saying that like if anything's pad printed, I just say it's just rip off CB. But
I know what you're talking
about.
He does
like mostly faces
with the castle stuff.
No. That guy's cool. I fuck with that guy.
Okay.
K-Town Bricks. That guy's dope.
No, no, not K-Town. K-Town's incredible. Did you see his latest? I should have put that in the copper drop. The
we still can't
figure he just posted today. the market dude, the villager. Yeah. I thought it was a Lego figure. Yeah, it's unreal.
Yeah, his stuff is really cool. But no, there's a he does he. I'm trying to describe it, but it really is just CB. If it comes in a tin, if it comes with just like a fucking two dot smile face, I'm like, you really want to be CB. But I think he's maybe like Italian or something. I could be totally wrong on his like origin.
Oh, are you talking about True Red?
I don't know.
True Red.
He just makes like pad printed faces and like weird shit. And it's like always the proportions are a little bit off. But it's all true. Just like limited run, like weird colors, CB or like tap in. He sees a demographic and he said, I can make money here. But that guy, kind of weird. Like I said, the times that he's made stuff that isn't just like one off heads, like I think he made the fucking Clockwork Orange guy. That figure looks awful. Mm-hmm. The like line thickness is so off on it. It just looks goofy. But yeah.
Yeah, you're definitely talking about True Red.
Renders are silly because you go to TMC's website, there's almost never any physical product images. It's all just the render. And I feel like that's definitely done in a way that, one, it's super easy to just post your render and it makes your figure look great because it's as clean as it is. And you don't have to, like, under the scrutiny of, like, macro lens, see, like, the imperfections of digi printing, which in hand, digital printing can look great. But you take a picture of it, it always looks fucking horrible. And I feel like Brickmania does that, so I can't even fully judge like copper. Obviously, drop because it's a Brickmania figure. And only thing good that Brickmania has made, in my opinion, has been the fucking like 3D printed helmets and like gas masks and stuff. As soon as they print on them, I think they're ruined. Like anytime he's done like the fast helmets with the headphones, and he just prints the sides because you can't really print the fronts of the headphones. Or something. I have a handful of like Brickmania stuff that's just raw cat, like raw prints, no print, like words. I just said quite the sentence.
That's okay. We can just say you're drunk. Like
I'm not. I have like 1.5 beers, Seth. I'm not here saying Joe should make more CB.
Shut the fuck up, you little bitch.
But no. Just really plain, like, Lego-type shit. The closer you can make your custom stuff to, like, a Lego product, the better. Because anytime it gets to be, like, a printed accessory, I think that's a little too far. Like, Overmold stuff's really cool. But they don't really do Overmold. I think Brickmania's done... It's not Overmolded, but it's, like, a two-part resin print of, like, a tank helmet, and then the headphones were, like, dark tan or something. And then they just glued them, or they snap. I don't know how they fix it. But those look really cool. So, yeah, drop on the Zelensky figure. All in all, long tangent aside.
No, I'm same boat as Danny. Like, the only thing cool there, I think, is the helmet. Even if it was unprinted, that'd be better. Mm-hmm. But everything else, I don't fuck with the printed fucking stitch lines and all that other jazz. It's too much meat. Printed vests suck in general too. Like if it's a chest rig, fine. But if it's a printed like actual like vest, I ain't fuck with that. I think Tiny Tag Brick Arms is better.
3D vest is always the wave.
Yeah, absolutely. It almost makes some of these figures unusable. And I was gonna mention it even earlier, but talking about just having full camo figures, just uniform. When you have, like, Brickmania being the only person producing modern military stuff and camos that you can use, and you can only utilize, like, partially the legs and then the arms, like, because the rest of the body is just taken up with a vest, is so annoying.
People really do just need to make fucking BDUs, because they know that accessories, like, exist, and a lot of people use accessories, so it's like, it's almost a waste of time to even design vests and stuff like that to go on a figure.
Yeah.
Especially if you're going to ship a figure with a vest that goes over it, and then when you remove the vest, there's just a printed version of the vest or something underneath. Like, what's the point?
I don't think I've seen that much.
I've seen that a couple times, and I'm just saying, I remember I got a I can't remember. off the dome, but I've definitely gotten a figure that had like a printed vest, and I removed the vest, and there was a printed onto the torso vest of like a replica. It was like a 2D version of the Brick Arms vest on the torso print. I'm like, why?
It's so funny.
It was fucking Scooby Doo. I took the mask off. It was so weird.
Especially when it's like just regular stuff, like I don't know, plain woodland camos or a multi cam or whatever, like. You know, there's been so many iterations of that with different printed vests. Like, it's not worth it. Maybe if it was, like, Desert Tiger or DNC or something, then, you know, you can get away with it because there's no other iterations of that, but...
Yeah.
So be it.
Yeah. Real talk.
Yeah. All right.
Last item up here from the infamous Brick Creator Toys. We have... As he calls it, Putin the Great.
Whoa.
Throwing up a little design of our boy Putin here.
Why is it just
top or drop?
It's just the Clone Wars Mandalorian head. Like, oh, this is a screenshot. I'm trying to swipe on. I want to see the other pictures.
I think it should be still up on his page.
I couldn't be fucked to go his webpage right now.
They were resin designs. They were renders of him having like a neck piece thing,
like a collar,
like a fur.
Oh, okay,
yeah, like a fur collar.
I thought you were gonna say he just got printed neck. They just gave this man a
detailed
neck.
And the other item's just a cap.
Yeah, that's kind of.
Oh, it's like an Ushanka with a brim.
Yeah.
The
Ushanka with no brim.
Brim with no Ushanka? It's an Ushanka with no flaps. The Russian version of Genki no brim. That's funny as fuck. No, I think that's insane. I mean, politics aside, like, I just think that's kind of goofy. To have that as a figure, like anytime like a world power has been made into a Lego man, like obviously it's a collectible, but like current president figures, kind of silly. And like, unless we can get like a Richard Nixon or like Bill Clinton figure, I'm not biting. But
yo, Bill Clinton figure, Bill Clinton, so fucking sick. Give me give me a 2-pack,
dude. Yeah.
Give me a 3-pack. Him, Hillary, and fucking
Monica.
I fucking blow my load, dude.
Joe, take notes.
JFK fig pack with alternate face print.
Oh my god.
Yes.
Jack Kennedy with the wagon. That'd be so dope. I'm surprised they haven't.
She's got a 1x2 plate on in the back of her legs.
She got that 1x2 round fucking plate, the new one that came out for the wagon. Dude. Yeah, I think any sort of, like, real person made into a Lego figure is kind of corny. But I also think it's in no way, like, I'm offended by it. But I definitely feel like having a Putin figure, like, rubs people the wrong way. It could. Also, like, is it a donation figure for Russia? Like, is he just going to send the money to Russia? Like, like, what are they going to do? Like, that's just kind of goofy. It's not in the same capacity, but I feel like, you know, there's just, like, people don't make a Hitler minifigure, you know, and it's like, or, no, TMC totally did! I'd be like, who the fuck made a Hitler figure? There absolutely was. Lamau. And the Stalin figure, that was dope. I just forgot about that. And then he made Weed Hitler. That was wild.
Yeah, hi, Hempler.
That sounds like a fucking gamer tag. I think hi, Hempler killed me in Counter-Strike at some point. Nah, but I don't know. I feel like people making all this stuff for, you know, Eastern Europe conflict right now is kind of weird. Like, it's not a trend. You know, it's a world.
Yeah, it's not a trend to hop on. It's literally
a
war.
It's a fucking current event. Like, why did we not get, like, you know, Mexican kids in cages minifigs when that was, like, the wave? You know, there's a lot of stuff that came and went that people didn't capitalize on Lego, like, figure sales. But all of a sudden, everybody just dropped their current project to make Ukraine shit. like, I don't know. I think it's kind
strange
of...
times.
I think it's kind of weird. Dude, okay, bring it back. Bill Clinton figure would actually go so hard. Sunglasses and a fucking saxophone. That'd be funny as fuck. I'd be down. Dude, okay. Why is no one capitalized on, like, a Malcolm X figure?
Oh, God.
But that's in the same
thing. Is there an MLK figure?
No, there should be. Bro, I got my dick sucked at the Malcolm X Fortnite at the Fortnite rally. I definitely was getting dumb at the fucking reflecting pool in Fortnite. That shit was dope. But yeah, dude, I definitely was doing the just standing there during the Fortnite thing, and someone did like the sit down, like, you know, plop on the butt emote.
Yeah, I've been seeing
that. They were just edging forward and back so the emote didn't cancel. It looked like they were just sucking my dick. I literally loaded in just to be like, what the fuck is happening? Like, who thought this was a good idea to give access to, like, a civil rights fucking Black History Month thing?
Thank you guys so much for coming on. Danny, Seth, either of you got any last words for the audience?
Not really. A lot was said. This is a long fucking video. Or audio, I guess. I'm curious to see how much.
I got some last words.
There's going to be a lot to be cut at this point now. We talked about it earlier, and it was like, oh, maybe like 10, 20 minutes. There's like an hour.
Dude, yeah, probably a good hour's chop.
An hour of just scrolling through a Saber.
Yeah, we looked at so many
Joe,
pages.
Garrett, Will.
Shit, that's not how you get the MCX, mate.
I don't care. He's going to make it anyway.
And that's all for the podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed. Thanks for listening. Thanks for making it this far. If you made it this far, you must have enjoyed it, I hope. So go on Spotify, rate it 5 stars. Go on iTunes, rate it 5 stars. If you want to rate it anything less than that, forget I said anything. Don't rate it at all. I appreciate you guys. See you in 2 weeks. Gonna have Detroitica on. Tanner, the legend. We're gonna be talking about BM Forge, the new casting company I'm starting. See you soon.